services. You should help out those who are less fortunate, those who don't know how to take care of themselves. So the Gemara says, included in that pasuk is also that Bezin should advance a taina on behalf of a baldin and a din Torah who is not a bar hochi of a taina. He doesn't know what to say. His father was involved in a business deal and the father died, and now the other party comes to collect from the karkois that the father left the Yerusha, and Yisayim don't know what to taina. Maybe the father's chai, maybe the father's not chai. So the Gemara says that the Bezdin advances a taina on behalf of the Yisayim. And the same thing, if the Loiva sold his carpet to the Lukuchas and the Loiva moved away to China, he can't contact him, and now the Malva comes to collect from the Lukuchas. Could be the Chov is Paro, could be the Chov is not Paro. We don't know. We don't know what the story was. The Malva has a star. If the Loiva would be here, he'd be able to open his mouth and advance a taina. But the Loiva is not here, and the Lakeach, the one who bought the carcass from the Loiva, doesn't know what to say. So the Gemara says, Taninin liyisayim and Taninin lekuchas. The main discussion of Taninin is in Teskes Habatim. It's a little bit in Ksubis, other Mesichtis as well, but the main discussion comes up again and again, many times, in Perk Teskes Habatim. So another location is Dafainam and Basin, Boba Basra. So we started off by raising an issue. If I'm Taver, you, I say that you owe me $100, and you say, Eini Yodeim Hilveisani. I don't remember if you lent me the money. I'm not sure. I remember there was a discussion, there was negotiations. I'm not sure that I really borrowed the money. So that's Bari Vishema. The Taveya has a Tainas Bari. I vada lent you $100, and the Nitva has a Tainas Shema. Maybe yes, maybe no. He's not sure. So that's a Machlekes HaMaroyim. The Gemara, we pass from that Bari Vishema, La Bari Yodif Lahoitzi. You're not Moitzi Mammon based on that. That's at the end of Bava Kama, among other places. But the Mishnah says, what if I say, I'm Teveh you that you owe me $100, and you say you admit that you borrowed the money, and you're not sure, maybe you paid back, maybe you didn't pay back, you're not sure. So if it's any damn praiticho, then the Mishnah says for sure that he's chayv to pay. That's not a machlokes. What's the difference? Because any damn hilveisani, he's not becheskas chiv. Any damn praiticho, he's admitting himself that he's becheskas chiv, and he doesn't know whether he paid back or not. So there everybody agrees that he has to pay. Bari v'shem, or bari yadif lahoitzi, if it's any of the emperaticha, if he's admitting that it's b'ches kaschid. So the Achrayim raise a whole issue, what's the din? We know what the din is. What's the din if, let's say, a man dies, and a malva comes with Edom, and the Edom say that the man who died had borrowed $1,000 from him, and milval pez gave him an ayorshim, milval pez, he should have the right to collect from the yorshim. If the father would be alive, the father would be named to say paraiti. The father's not alive, so the Yerushim don't know what the story was. Maybe par, maybe like par. They don't know. So what's the din in such a case? The Yisayim don't know what to say. So the Gemara says, Taininon. The Bezin advances a taina on behalf of the Yisayim. So how strong could the taina be already? Bezin doesn't know anything about the whole case. They've never heard of the whole story. So can you imagine that that's a taina's bari? So many Achrayim assume the maximum it could be is a Taina Shema. It's a Chiddush that you even consider Tanina and a Taina Shema, because they have no leg to stand on. They don't know Bechlal what they're talking about. And nonetheless, they say, so when they advance the Taina, maybe the father paid up the Chayv, that should be like any day in Praiticha. So what would be the din if the father himself would be here? Father would be alive, and he would say, any day in Praiticha. Any day in Praiticha is a Mishnah in the end above a comment that everybody agrees that Bar Vishema Bar Yarif Lahoitzi. So what does it help that Bezna advances the Taina of Praiticha on behalf of the Yisayimim? They still have to pay. And the Gemara seems to say that Shulchan Aruch says they don't pay. If the Bezin advances Tanina on behalf of the Yisayimim, if it's a Milva Alpeh, it's a Milva Mishdar, the father himself wouldn't be believed to say Praiticha. So the Bezin, it's not going to help Bezin going to say Praiticha, but if it's only a Milva Alpeh, not a Milva Mishdar, the father would be believed to say Praiticha. So the Bezin advances a Tanina Praiticha on behalf of the Yisayimim. So the Chayre, the Ktsois, and the Achrayim have a whole discussion. Isn't that maximum a Taina Shema? So shouldn't you say that any Adem Praticha should still be Chayiv? So there are three suggestions that are given in Achrayim on this Kasha. So some say that you see from this Kasha, the Teretz has to be, the Tainina has the status of a Taina's Bori. How can I have the status of a Taina's Bori? It doesn't even make sense that it should be a Taina Shema. So the answer is that Tainina doesn't mean that Beznin advances a Taina. Tainina means that Beznin Paskins can, usually Beznin Paskins, based on the evidence that was presented and based on the testimony, based on the Tainas. Here, the din of tainin of sech pichal eilam is not that bezna advances a tain. Bezna's going to advance a tain, lola be a tain shema, if that much. Shouldn't even qualify as a tain shema, because they themselves know that they don't know what they're talking about. The pshat is it's a din of psak halacha, that bezna should pass in considering the possibilities if the father would have been alive, as if the father would have advanced a tain. If the father would have been alive, he could have advanced the tain as bari. He would have advanced it. He could, if it's parua, he would have said a tain as bari. So even though the father's not alive, we don't know what the truth of the matter is. That's the Allah Ta'ala. Bezin should pass in considering that possibility, as if a taina would have been advanced. A taina would have been advanced. It could have been a taina's bari. That's one suggestion. Others say no, that it's only a taina shema. I shouldn't it be considered any damn praiticha? So some achrenim on the daf, I think Rabbah Taim and Frankel has the imri baruch when you learn choshe mishpat. So the Ktsais is the Shach is Gevaldik, and the Ktsais is Gevaldik, and the Nesivis is Gevaldik. And Rav Baruch Taim and Frankel is Meridik Gevaldik on the side. He has running comments on everybody. He's the sharpest of all. He was a Galatian. He was a great Goyin HaGoyim. He knew Choshimish, but then inside out, upside down. Unbelievable. So he has a very interesting comment. He says, if the Loiva says any damn Praticha, the Loiva is Becheskas Chiv. The Loiva died. Now the Malv is coming to collect from the Yisraimim. So if the father paid before he died, so then the Yisayimim are not Becheskas Chiyuv. We don't know whether the Yisayimim are Becheskas Chiyuv. The suffix is on day number one, the minute after the father died, are the Yisayimim still Becheskas Chiyuv or not? So that's not, any day in Praiticha by Yisayimim is not Chayiv. Any day in Praiticha by the Loive is Chayiv, because that's Becheskas Chiyuv. Any day by Yisayimim is not Chayiv. That's like any day in Hil Veisani. The suffix is whether the Chiyuv ever got off the ground or not. An interesting.
So the other guy doesn't have a
tainus
bari. That's what
he means. No, the Tavea has a tainus bari. He says, I lent you the money, I lent the father the money, and the father never paid back. So if the loiva says, any dem hil v'sani, so then he's not chayiv. If the loiva says, any dem praiticha, then he's becheskas chayiv, then he is chayiv. If for the yisayimim, the bezna advances a tainu any dem praiticha, maybe the father
so
paid.
Can't have a bari lahaitzi.
So then bari v'shem is no good lahaitzi. Because it's not any day, it's not becheskas chiyuv. This any day in praticha is not becheskas chiyuv. Because if the father paid before he died, then he said never one mechuyif in day number one. He holds that it doesn't go on the chayiv. Cheskas chiyuv doesn't go on the chiyuv moment; it goes on the person. It's a tricky question. Does it go on the person? Because it does it go on the chayiv? And other achrayim, these are the three answers. Another achrayim said no. An idea and praticha is chayiv because cheskas chayiv. That's only if havel elameida. I say I lent you $1,000. Where's the money? You say I remember absolutely borrowing the money. I seem to remember putting aside $100 bills to pay you, and I just don't remember whether I paid you the money. What kind of phony baloney is that? You don't remember if you paid me $1,000, even if it's $2, even if it's a nickel. What do you mean you don't remember? It's your responsibility to remember. So since it's Havel Elameida, so any damn praiticha, he's becheskas chiyuv b'tzir of Havel Elameida, so then we say that he has to pay. But what if it would be by Yisayimim? It's any damn praiticha, it's becheskas chiyuv, but it's not with the tzir of Havel Elameida. So many achrayim hold that in such a case, you're not chayiv. Any damn praiticha in such a case is not chayiv. So Soloveitchik said that there was a period of time that when students would apply to join the Valojan Yeshiva, so they had to give them a b'china, they had a bochein, to see if they're worthy of being accepted. So sometimes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik would be the bochein. There was one period of time he was the bochein. So if he would ask them what mesichtes they had learned in advance. If they said they learned Bava Metzia, so he would always ask this question, what's the din of any dem praticha if lo havel elameida? Because the answer appears in the Rishonim on the first daf in Bava Metzia. It's machlokes of Rishonim. How to read the Gemara in the first daf? Daf Beis and Beis in Bava Metzia. It has to do with the Mishnah Shavuos. Gemara Bava Metzia quotes the Mishnah Shavuos. That's a machlokes in Chosh Mishmah, it's a machlokes Achrayim. And Rishonim happens to be, if you read carefully the first daf in Bava Metzia, it's on the first daf in Bava Metzia also. Most people don't read Bava Metzia so carefully. So these are the three answers that the Achrayim give in Chosh Mishmah on this Kasha. Kasha is a very strong Kasha. So what is the background of this topic? Where the Taininon has the status of a Tainus Boria, Tainina has the status of Tainus Shema. That's one of the issues involved over here. A few different issues here in these three different answers that the Achrayim gave. What? You see, one of the issues we didn't touch on at all. What do you mean a tziruf of two different, a combination of two different considerations? It's Becheskas Chiyah plus Havel Elameida. What kind of a combination? 0 plus 0 is 0. If that alone doesn't win the case, and that alone doesn't win the case, so that with that shouldn't win either. So it's not 0 and 0, it's a half and a half is a whole. Why is that a half and why is that a half? What's pshat in that din? So you got to understand that also. That's also based on Gemaras and Bava Metzia and Bava Kama and Shavuos, a lot of other Gemaras. Not in Gittin. A little bit it is in Gittin, later. Taisa in Gittin also a little bit. I don't know if we'll get that far. Okay. Not in the beginning of Gittin. The whole topic of Havala Lameda, Loi Havala Lameda. So getting back over here. In Bava Basa, the Afayin of the Beis, the Bava Basa, the Afayin of the Aleph, the Gemara has the following. There's a difference between a Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. We said there are two differences between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. One difference is Milva Alpeh cannot be goyve from the Lekuchas. There's no Sheba Nechos, and there's only Sheba Ravguf. He can only collect Minei. And Milva Bishtar, you can collect from the Lekuchas also. And the second difference is the Loiva belief to say Paraiti. Milva Alpeh, the Loiva is believed to say Paraiti. Kofer HaKol. I say, I lent you the money. He's Kofer HaKol. Is either Loila Visi or Paraiti. Either one or the other is Kofer HaKol. And in Milva Bishtar, the Loiva has no namanis to say Paraiti because the Malva has a Shtar. And he says, Shtoch HaBiyadi, my boy. So that we discussed already. Why does that help? How can he be Moitzi Mammon based on a Ruba the Leisa Kamon and Halchim Mammon Acharab? So that's what we discussed yesterday, the other day, Rabbi Kiveger and so on. We discussed it at length. So the Gemara says, not only if you have a Milva Bishtar, can the Loive not be believed to say Paraiti because Shtoch HaBiyadi, my boy, however you understand that, what's the din of Hamafkere Tzal Chaver Bishtar? I gave a Pikodin to someone. He's a Shamachidim or Shamasach, and he gives me a shtar to say, this is Tassate, that I have your automobile, or I have your Gemara, I have your jewelry. I'm holding on to it, I'm a Shamachidim or Shamasach, or whatever. And then later on, I come and I say, give me back the Pikot, and he says, Hechzarti. I say, what kind of Hechzarti? What kind of Baba Maisa? I have the shtar. If you would have really given back the Pikot, wouldn't you have taken back the shtar? Shtar HaBiyad, my boy. So the Pashtus is that the Shomer should not be believed to say Hechzarti. If it's mafkere tzal chaver bishtar, like a milva bishtar, the loiva is not believed to say paraiti because shtoch abiyod my boy. So a mafkere tzal chaver bishtar should be the same. So the Gemara has a suffix though, but a shoy machinim is only chayv and pshia. A shem soch is chayv and pshia and greva avere, but it's not chayv and onsen. Only a shoy is chayv and onsen. So what if it would be a shem machinim or a shem soch, and they would say nensu? So if they say nensu, they swear. That's a shvas Hashem. They have to swear shenensu, and they don't have to pay. How can they be believed to say nensu? But I'm holding on to the shtar. So the Gemara says, the shtar doesn't prove that it's not nensu. The shtar proves that it's not hechzarti, but you can't say the shtar proves that it's not nensu. Shtocha biyode my boy means you wouldn't give back the pikotin if I wouldn't surrender the shtar. But if an oinus occurred, an oinus occurred. So the Gemara wants to know, what if the Shomer advances a tainus nensu, so he'll swear nensu, and he's off the hook, and the Shomer will rip up the shtar, will rip up the shtar that the mafkir has. But if the Shomer tainus hechzarti on its own 2 feet doesn't have any namanis, because it's contradicted by shtoch biyadi my boy. What about hechzarti b'migud nensu? If he would have said nensu, it would have been believed. Now that he says hechzarti, which is contradicted by, which shouldn't have namanis, maybe you should be believed hechzar to be bigud in nensu. What's the shaila? It's a migud contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kaman. So what's taka de din? If you have a migud that's contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kaman. So that's what we mentioned the other day. There are three different gemaras. One gemara says a migud b'makom chazaka. Chazaka means Ruba de Leisa Kaman in this context. The word chazaka has different meanings in different places in the gemara. 6 different meanings in different places. So here, there's a chesk habatim, then there's a kinya chazaka, then the chazaka Amuchzak and Mammon, different kinds of chazaka. So this is a different. Here the word chazaka means chazaka ain't on a pared toch zman. Chazaka means a ruba de leisa kama chazaka, al chavish ain't a moitzi mitachas yadadovish ain't a mesukan. Orthodox people only have kosher food in their refrigerators. They don't keep non kosher food around the house. That's a ruba de leisa kama on a chazaka. So that's the shaila nigmar. What's the din of a migu b'mokum chazaka? A migu is contradicted by a ruba de leisa kama on. Is it good or is it no? Is the migu good or is the migu no good? So one Gemara says beferish that it is good, one Gemara says that it's no good, and one Gemara says it's an abayit lev shita. So which is it? So the Shach writes in the end of Simen Pei Beis that the best teretz that we pass on Aloha on this kasha is what the Nemuki Yosef writes on Bava Basra, that there are different degrees of Ruba de Leisa Kaman. There's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman, I'm 99% roiv, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 51%, 50.001%. There are different kinds of roiv. So sometimes the roiv is so shvach, so the migu of course is good connected such a roiv. And sometimes the roiv is so overwhelming, the migu of welcome roiv is not accepted. And sometimes if it's a roiv of 88%, that's an abide life sheet in the Gemara. Fine. So that's the pashtus. The Gemara had a sofak and ayinam and aleph. What's the din of hechzarti b'migu denensu? If a shomer taina is hechzarti by a mafkir, it's a chaver b'shtar. So hechzarti doesn't have them on its own 2 feet because it's contradicted with the ruba de chazaka of shtocha b'yadi my boy. But if he would have said denensu, he would have been believed. What's the din of hechzarti b'migu denensu? So the Gemara says toshma, that we know that there's a machlokes dine Eretz Yisrael and dine Goyla. The Gemara says machlokes Hamaroim. The Shaila in the Gemara is dafayin amid al. So the Gemara says on amid base, dain amid base toshma. We know that there exists a machlokes Hamaroim if somebody was mafkir etzach haver bishtar, and then the shomer died, and now we're holding by the Yorshim. So the Yorshim don't know anything about anything, and the mafkir comes and he wants to make the Yorshim pay for the pikkud. So the Yorshim don't know what to say, so we say Taininan. So the Gemara says, if you hold Hechzarti b'migud enensu is good, so that Bezin will advance a Taina Hechzarti b'migud enensu. And if you hold the father would be alive, father wouldn't be able to say Hechzarti b'migud enensu, so then the Bezin cannot advance a Taina Hechzarti b'migud enensu. So it's a machlekes Amaroim, this Shaila, Daifayin Amadalov. But Hechzarti b'migud enensu is Nemon, is a machlekes Amaroim that appears in a case when the Shema died, would the Bezin advance the Taina? So Tosis says there's something missing in the Gemara. Hechzarti b'migud enensu is a discussion when the Shema is alive. And we ask him, what happened to the Pikudin? So he says, Anoinus didn't happen, but it's Hechzarti b'migud enensu. Hechzarti. But here we're talking the Shema died. So no one knows what the story is. The Shema is on the Olam HaEmes. He knows what happened. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows. We don't know what happened. So Bezin is going to advance a Taina. So why does Bezin only advance a Taina? Hechzarti b'migud enensu. Let Bezin advance a Taina. Nensu. Nensu for sure is Neman. If the father would be alive, he would say Nensu. So Taisus says, you see from the Gemara Taisus in the Balamor. Right. There's a long Balamor there, Dafayin. So Taisus in the Balamor. Balamor very often disagrees with the Rif because he was enamored with Rashi and Taisus. And the Ramban always said, why did he fall in love with Rashi and Taisus? What's wrong with the Chachmei Svarad? What did he have to pick up these foreign interpretations from the Ashkenazim? It's good enough, the Sfaradish traditions. The Balamor lived in Provence. Provence was in between Spain and France, so they had both influences. So they were Paseh Hashteh Sipib. So sometimes he dances along with the Rif, and sometimes he's going to dance along with Rashi and Tyson. So the Balamor was, the Ramban was not in between. The Ramban was in the middle. He was in Barcelona. He was in the middle of Spain. He went for everything. All the Chachmei Svarad. He didn't accept part and reject part. So the Palomar over here follows the Shita Satosis. The Bezin can't advance a Taina of Nensu because Milsa de la Shchicha, you don't say Tanya. That's the assumption in the Gemara. So the only thing Bezin can possibly advance a Taina is Hechzarti b'migud enensu. So that's the Shalika, the father himself. Would the father have the manas to say Hechzarti b'migud enensu? So if it's neman by the father, so then you can say tanina. If it doesn't, such a migo is not good by the father. It's not good by the. You wouldn't say tanina either. That's how Tosis in the Balamor learned the Gemara. So the Ramban is masig on Tosis in the Balamor. They say that's ridiculous. The Ramban writes it's ridiculous. How can Bezin advance a tanina hechzarti b'migo to answer? If you're telling me that there's a rule, you're reading in between the lines of the Gemara. There is something missing in the Gemara. The Gemara never entertains the possibility of Bezin advancing a Taina of Nansu. So Tosis in the Balamor read into the Gemara the reason why, because Milsa de la Shchicha, we don't advance Taininim. So Bezin can't advance a Taina of Nansu, so how do they have a Migu to say Hechzarti b'migud enensu? He argues the Loshen of the Ramban is Kimisha Nofala Yisayd Nofala Binyan. Nemonis of Migu is I'm Nemon with the Taina A that I advance, even though on its own 2 feet, on its own merit, it doesn't have Nemonis, but on this amount of money I could have advanced Taina B and I would have been Nemon, so I'm in Nemon with Taina A as well. But if Bezin cannot advance Taina B, because Milsa de la Shchicha lo Taina, so how can they advance a Taina of Hechzarti b'migud enensu? That's the Ramban's Taina. So the Ramban, it's a very strong kasha. So Ramban apparently understood Taina means that Bezin is advancing a Taina. And the Pashtus is going to be a Taina Shema. It's not going to be a Taina Zbari, like the Kasha of the Ktsais HaChoshen that we started off with before. So that's why he says, if Nachalai said Nachalai Binyan, if Bezin can't advance a Taina Nensu, how can they advance a Taina Zachzaitim Amigun Nensu? What is the answer? And Tosfos spells out, and even though Bezin can't advance a Taina of Nensu, but they can still advance a Taina Zachzaitim Amigun Nensu. Tosfos realizes that there's something fishy over here, but they spell out it doesn't bother them. Why doesn't it bother them? The Rabban is Dachra. The answer is, because Tosfos holds that Tainina doesn't mean that the Bezin advancing a Tainas. Like the other Achanim said that Tainina is a Tainas Bari. How in the world can it be a Tainas Bari? It shouldn't even be a Tainas Shema. The answer is Tainina is not a din that they advance a Tainas. It's a din in Paskining, that Bezin should Paskin always under normal circumstances. Bezin Paskins considering what the evidence is, considering what the Tainas are, and considering what the Shulchan Aruch says, what the Halacha says. And here there's a din. We know that we're missing information. We know that the man who knows all the information died. So he's not here to advance a Taina. So Tainina doesn't mean what it sounds like it says Tainina. It doesn't mean that Bezin Psach Picha Lilim sounds like open your mouth and advance a Taina. No, Tosfos holds it doesn't mean like that. What it means is that Bezin, it's a din of Psach. Bezin should consider the where should issue a Psach considering the possibility of having had such an argument presented. So that's apparently what Tosfos says. So that's what Tosfos says. So that's why they say Milsa de lo shchicha, that's far fetched. Ramban says Bezin is advancing the Taina. So they can Taina any Taina under the sun. Milsa de shchicha, Milsa de lo shchicha. Why not? The Shach thinks we should pass like the Ramban, because Ramban writes this is a Kabbalah for Negaonim, a tradition for Negaonim, who write the Nesvarim that you advance Tainina any and every Taina under the sun. But Milsa de shchicha, Milsa de lo shchicha. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. What did the Gemara say that the Bezin is going to advance a Taina of Herzaita Mimigan and Nensu? Let the Bezin advance a Taina of Nensu. So the Ramban doesn't explain it in the Melchamas. And the Chidushi Ramban, he works on that Kasha. It's such an obvious Kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't read from Ahmed Aleph, Tom, and Beis. The Gemara doesn't have any Hamshechias. So Ramban gives a few suggestions how he gets out of it. So the Taisus and the Balamor hold that Tanina doesn't mean that Bezin is advancing Tainas. They wouldn't be able to advance Taina A based on a migu of Taina B, if they can't advance Taina B. The answer is it's not an advancement of a Taina, it's a din of psak. The Bezdin should issue a psak considering the possibility of having had such a Taina advanced. So even though they don't have to consider the possibility of having had a Taina Milsa de Lashchicha advanced, a Taina of Nensu, but a Milsa de Shchicha, the migu of Milsa de Lashchicha, that yes, you can't argue Nafalai say Nafalai Binyan. I'm not saying that Bezin is advancing a Tainina. They're not advancing a Taina. But they're considering the possibility of having had a Taina advanced. So that's why group of Acharenim hold that has the status like a Taina's Bari, not just a Taina Shema.
We say it's Bari. Why do you have to say it's Zarti, Bimigo, the Nensu? Why don't you just say it's honest by itself? If we say it's Psak Alocha and they're being posek as if it was the father was alive and saying honest, why do I have to say
Hatzarti
for
Nigel Nensu?
Why can't I just say Nensu?
Right, so that's what Tosfos sees in the Gemara. Tosfos understood in the Gemara, you can't say Tainina, not Nensu, because Nensu is a Milsa de la Shchicha. So to say that Bezin should issue a Psak considering the possibility, if the man is alive and kicking and he says Nensu, that's what he said Nensu. Even though it's a Milsa de la Shchicha, he has no manas to say Nensu. He swears, Shuas HaShomim, and then the Shemachinim Shemasach as Potter. If he's a Shor, then he says Nensu, we say, okay, you got to pay. He swears Shavuos Hashemim that Nensu, and it'll be Pata. But if the guy's not alive, the Shem is not alive, so Bezin should issue a Psak considering the possibility of having the father advance the Taina Milsa Lo Shchicha. So that's what Tosfos understood in between the lines of the Gemara. You don't say Tainina on the Milsa Lo Shchicha. And the Ramban says it can't be. If you don't say Tainina on the Milsa Lo Shchicha, then there's no Herzartim and Migur and Nensu either. If Nafalei say Nafal Abinyan. So they're arguing, the whole machlekes over here is arguing, revolving about this issue, what's the understanding of the din of Tainina. So now Tosfos raises a question. If you're going to say there's no Tainina on the Milsa de lo Shchicha, what's an example of a Milsa de lo Shchicha? Nensu, that's the way they read the Gemara Bava Basra Dafayinam and Beis. What would you say about Mezuyev? What would you say about Tainis Mezuyev? Is that considered a Milsa de lo Shchicha, or is that considered a Milsa de Shchicha? Mizuyev is a lechayev, should be considered a milsa de lo shchicha. Maybe it's not as lo shchicha as Nensu, but it's still lo shchicha. That was their Rashi's comment when the Gemara said that Kiyum Shtaris is only needed by the Rabbanan, because Eidim Achstim al Ashtar Nasa Kemisha Nechre Dusim Ebezen, so Rashi writes that it's far-fetched Lechotze Finish Lizayufi. It's far-fetched that someone's going to be Mizayif Ashtar. The Ruba Deleisa Kamon is that he probably was not Mizayif Ashtar. So in a certain sense, Mizuyif is a Milsa de Lashchichav. So Taisus says, Taisus assumes, let's say, a man dies and the children said Shiva, and after the Shiva is over, comes the next door neighbor with a Shtar. The Shtar Havah says that the father who just died borrowed $1 billion from the next door neighbor. The children don't know what to say. What are they going to say? They don't know. So if you're going to say, you don't say Tanina na Mizuyif. There's no Mizuyif because that's Milsa de Loshchicha loy Taninan. And Paru, you can't say either. It's a little bit b'shtar. How can you say Paru Shtocha beyond my boy? So you're going to make the Yisayim and pay. So Tosis raises an issue. L'shapkes kai l'chol beria. So life is going to be impossible. So Tosis says, that case is rather not so bad. Because the din is, if the father would be alive, the father would be neman to say, Paraiti b'miga de mizuyev. Parua b'miga de mizuyev. Since if the father would be, even if he said that, you don't say taninan, amizuyev, because in milsa de lo shchicha, but you would say taninan, on parua b'miga de mizuyev. The Ramban would say that's impossible, kimisha nafala yisayid nafala binyan. But Tosis read the Gemara Baba Basra dafayin on the base like that. Bezen doesn't advance a taina of nensu on behalf of the children of the Shomer, but they will advance a taina sechzartim imigur and nensu. Tanina works. The Tosis says the next door neighbor is going to come after Shiva, after the father died, with a shtar halvoa that says that your father borrowed $1 billion from me. There's no problem. Lashavkis chay l'chol beri. Everyone's going to hold up the same. There's no kasha. Although even if you should assume Bezen will not advance tainas mizuyev because milsa lo shchicha lo tanina. But if the father would have been alive, he could have said, Parua b'migud ha-mizuyif. So the Bezin can advance a taina Parua b'migud ha-mizuyif. That's not shver. But Taisa says, so what are you going to do in the following case? People are not stupid. After a while, the criminals will figure out the loophole and the halacha over here. So they're going to come after the father died, after the shiva. They'll be nice. They wait till the end of the shiva. So they'll come after the shiva's over. They won't come with a shtar halvoy that says, the father borrowed $1 billion to clean him out. They'll come with a shtar that says, your father gave me a matana, all of his real estate in the whole world. $1 billion worth of real estate. So the only taina you can say is mezuyif. There's no other way to taina out of the case. So if you're going to say that there's no taininan, I'm mezuyif, because just like Nenso is a milsa l'shchicha, so mezuyif is also that category, milsa l'shchicha. Then it's going to be l'shavkes chai l'chol beria. All the criminals in the world will already figure out the eitzah. You forge a document, you make up a shtar, mezuyif, that says that the father sold me, or the father gave me a maton, all of his real estate. So the only way out of that is to tainim zuyif. So he says, you have to say in such a case that you will advance the tainim zuyif. So this whole discussion that Tosis is having, do you say mezuyif, do you advance the tainis mezuyif or not? Mezuyif is a mitzvah lo shchicha. So they say on the shtar halvah, you don't have to advance tainis mezuyif, you can advance the tainis parul, megan mezuyif. We raised the question yesterday, what's the min ha-Torah, if the Malva comes with a shtar halvah that says that the Lova owes him $1,000, so the Loiva has not wanted to say mezuyif. Even if the Loiva screams mezuyif, we assume Kiyum Shtaris is only needed mid Rabban. Not like Rabbi Avigdor Klein said it, that if the Loiva time is mezuyif, then you need Kiyum min ha-Torah. We assume that Kiyum is never min ha-Torah. But midrabbanan, if the Loiva says it mezuyif, you do need Kiyum. So we raised an issue, what's the nature of that din? Is the Geder Hadin that although there is no such thing as Tainis mezuyif, Tainis mezuyif is like if two witnesses say that I killed, the two witnesses say that I owe money, I'm going to say, you're lying. That's a taina, you're lying. That's not a taina. A taina, namanas badim, a tainas is, you say I borrowed money from you, and I say I didn't borrow money from you. But if the Edom come, and they say what the facts of the case are, so the Baldin is going to say, the Edom are lying. He doesn't have the namanas to say the Edom are lying. See, when he says, the shtar is mezuyif, that's like staring the Edom in the eyes and saying that the Edom are telling a lie. So, min ha-Torah, there is no such namanas that he should tain his mezuyif. But the Rabbanon, they invented such an amanus. If the person tain his mezuyif, he has an amanus. And if he's not alive, then we're going to discuss the possibility of taininim. Bezin should advance the tain his mezuyif on behalf of the Yisayimim, on behalf of the Lukuchas. Is that the pshat? that it's a taina minatar that doesn't exist. The rabbanon they introduced, they invented such an amanus and a taina mezuyif. But he said a different word. Not that it's a taina mezuyif. What kind of funny taina is that? I have the amanus minatar and a taina that the edim are lying, that the document is forged. No, the word is minatar shtar sheni mikuyim is a shtar. The rabbanon shtar sheni mikuyim is chaspe bialma. It doesn't have the status of a shtar unless it's mikuyim. So the whole discussion in Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Beis Amud Aleph, the Tosfos appears in Bava Basra also, Dafayinam Beis, and other places. This Tosfos appears in other Mesichtas. So the whole discussion is presented in such a way that Mezuyif is a Taina. If they would have assumed that a Shtar Sheni Mikuyim is not a Shtar at all, the Takana de Rabbana was that you need Kiyim Shtar as why? Because a Shtar Sheni Mikuyim is Chaspa Bialm. Then the whole topic of Milsad Lashchicha Loi Tanina would be irrelevant. It's not a question of Tanina. The Shtar is Eni Mikoyim. They made a Takana across the board. The Shtar Sheni Mikoyim is not meaningful at all. So you see that Taisa doesn't hold like that. Yesterday we had a proof. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in his, in the Dibros Moshe, on this topic, all of the recent Gedolim from the last 100 years, they all talk about this topic. What's the nature of the din of Tainus Mezuyev? Is it a namonis midirabbanon? Minatar doesn't exist. Midirabbanon they gave the loiv and namonis the taina mezuyif, or is it that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa biyam? So the nafkmina the Rav Moshe wrote is shdichapen nafkmina. Does the malve have namonis the taina that the shoiver that the loiv is holding onto is mezuyif? That's a namonis the same mezuyif lahaitzi. You don't have namonis lahaitzi. You always have namonis lahachzik. The loiv advances a taina and he keeps the money in his pocket. But you can't advance bori v'shem ala bori arif lahoitzi. There's a concept of namonis baldim etanasa, but you can't be, you're never namon to be moitzi momen based on namonis baldim etanasa. To be moitzi momen, you need edim, not stam a taina. So we understand very well, you can say, when the loiv taina is mezuyif against the shtar halvoya, he has namonis and he keeps the money in his pocket. He doesn't have to shell out the money to the malva. But the malva should have the money to the taina mezuyif against the shoiver and to force the loiva to pay the money. How can you have nemonis on the taina of the malva to say mezuyif lahotzi mamon? So Rashi on the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the end of the first parak, Rashi learns that on a simpon means a shoiver. That's how Rashi writes, a regular normal shoiver, that's tachas yad haloiva. And the malva says that it's mezuyev, so we will force the loiva to pay the chayiv unless the loiva will make a kiyum ashtar. So Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, according to Rashi, you see beferish, that the tanina mezuyev is not a taina that he advances. Mezuyev means that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa b'yam, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's lahachzik or lahoitzi. So Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos clearly understands that mezuyev is an amanus and a taina. So what did the Gemara of the Simpo? So that's what we pointed out yesterday, that Tosfos learns that Gemara differently from Rashi. Tosfos doesn't learn that a simpon is identical with a shoiver. Tosfos has a different shot. A simpon is a shoiver that was written, that was never given to the loiver. The malva finds it in his files, clipped on to the shtar ha-halvoy, in the same folder with the shtar ha-halvoy that says the loiver owes me $1,000, there's another document that says that the loiver paid off the shoiver already. But it's not yotze mitachas yad aloiva, so that's not a hagodah sedus. A shtar only gives a hagodah sedus if there's tvisas bala shtar, if the right person is only onto it. Let's say I'm interested in borrowing $1,000 from someone. So I write a shtar in advance, I owe him $1,000, and I keep it in my pocket, and I come and I ask him for the halvoa. So he says, I'll give you the halvoa if you give me a shtar. So I have the shtar ready. So I say, here's the shtar, give me the halvoa. But Kolzman, the shtar is in my pocket, it doesn't say that I owe him. I'm holding on to it. When he holds on to it, then it says that I owe money. Kolzman, it wasn't given over yet. It doesn't say, so that's what Tosfos interprets. Simpa and Shoiver are not the same. Simpa means when the Shoiver is in the files of the Malvas, not in the, not Tachas Yad Haloiva. So according to Tosfos, you have no Hechrich from the Gemara at all. You have no Rai from the Gemara that you would say Mezuyef even Lahoitzi. So that's why Tosfos is free to hold that the mezuyif is not the declaration by the rabban that any shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bialma. It's rather an issue of a taina. It's an amonis to advance such a taina. So the way, so Tosfos understands that the mezuyif is a taina, that the person has an amonis to advance such a taina. Has an amonis by the rabban to advance such a taina. And Tosis raises the question, let's say a woman got divorced in Eretz Yisrael and nobody says any b'fananechtam in Eretz Yisrael. The woman wants to remarry, so she produces the get. So the get should be able to serve as a shtarai. So the woman gets a shidduch, and a couple years later she wants to get married. So the rabbanim say, we know that you were once married. Prove to us that you got divorced. So she produces the get. So the get is proof. So Taisus and the Rishonim ask a kasha over here. Why shouldn't we say, if the husband would be here and he would tain a mezuyev, he would invalidate the get, he would be neman to invalidate the get, even though the husband is not here. Why don't we say tainin a mezuyev on behalf of the husband? That's what Taisus raised the question. Do you say tainin on a mezuyev because of milsa lo shchich? So Taisus says, mishum migun akila be'rabbanon. The whole neman is to tain a mezuyev is only the rabbanon. So it's like, hey, mama, hey, mama, wait, what are you going to make it impossible for the women to remarry? Mishum igun akila be'rabbanon, they don't advance the taina mezuyev. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, we don't advance the taina mezuyev to prevent the woman from getting married. That's what Tosfos explains. So it's here that the Ran on the Rif gives his explanation. The Ran says, Taininan is only psach picha leilem, that's in the area of dinim mamonis to support the muchzor. When the Yisayimim are holding on to the money, or the Lukuchas are holding on to the money, so we say, Psach Pichalil, and we advance the Tain on behalf of the Mukhzak, that he should keep on holding on to his money. But I'm going to say over here, we should advance the Tain on behalf of the husband. The woman wants to remarry. She says, I was married for years ago, and I got divorced, and here she produces a get, and here's the get, and I want to remarry. So we should say, the woman is Becheskas, the husband. The husband is Mukhzak on his wife. And it's a Nebuch HaRachmanis, we're taking the wife away from the husband, letting her marry someone else. So we should advance a Tainas Mizuyev on behalf of the husband, even though he's not here to Taina in person. So that's what the Ran says, what are you talking about? The wife doesn't belong to the husband. Einu Isha Mamono Shalabal, that we should say that he's Mukhzak on his wife, and we should say Psach Pichalilim. We should advance a Taina on behalf of the husband. The whole concept of Taininan doesn't apply Bechlal over here. Taninan is a concept in the area of dini mamonis. When you want to help out the mukhzuk, and the mukhzuk doesn't know what to say, so then we help him out. But over here, it's not dini mamonis. So taninan doesn't apply bichlal.
She wanted to go there, Suba, like it's
home. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Then we'll say psach bichlilim, right? We'll say maybe the whole divorce never took place. Maybe she's still married. Okay. And we'll say,
so
we'll say.
Extend it also. Then you would say, yes, I could even. Like, since we're saying Linyan in the Suba, then you would extend it also.
Okay, or we can say simply, you don't even have to say Mezuyev over there. Tais is not sure, maybe Mezuyev is a Muslim or Shricha, you shouldn't advance Tainas Mezuyev, unless the Shafkas Chaylach Obere, unless you have to prevent the criminals from giving people a hard time. So if the woman wants to collect the Ksuba, we'll just say, maybe it's Parua. Easy. So Taisus is bothered with the question, Deisam and Aleph, why doesn't Bezin advance the Taina of Mezuyev on behalf of the husband because Psach Pichalil? So Taisus' official answer is, Mishum Migun Epkila Rabbon. The whole Neman is to say Mezuyev is only the Rabbanon. So it's Heimama Veheimamru. But Makamigun, they're not interested in introducing such a new Takana that we should advance a Taininan. To advance a Taina Mezuyev. And the Ran gave a different answer. The Ran said, what are you talking about? The whole concept of Taininan only appears in Bava Basra. In Dini Mamonis, it doesn't appear in Ebenezer. In Issa Vehetta, there is no Taininan. Taininan is only in Dini Mamonis to support the Mukhzuk. It's a rich topic in the Taisus. Okay. Appears in quite a few places in Gemara. Then at the top of Amud Beis, Taisus happens to quote a Gemara. It's not really too relevant to our Masechta, but it's relevant to the understanding of Shtoris in general. Taisus quotes a Mishnah. I find an Aveda in the street. So who do I give it back to? The one guy says it's mine. Maybe he's a liar. What do you mean it's his? Maybe he's a crook. So he has to prove that it's his. He has to give Simanim. So what if, let's say, it's a shtar halvoet? It says that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So who do you give it back to? You give it back to Reuven, you give it back to Shimon. You don't know whether it was written because of Lilvas V'loilova, was written by the Leuven and he never gave it to the Malvas. You have to give it back to the Leuven, he'll rip it up because he never used it. Or did the Leuven actually borrow the money and he gave the shtar halvoet to the Malva? You got to give it back to the Malva. Or maybe he already paid up the chayv. And again, we should give it back to the Leuven. So you don't know whom to give it back to. So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Motzer shtar yechayiv. So the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, don't give it back to anybody. Give the shtar, you don't know whether it goes to the Malva or the Loiva, so don't give it back to anybody until you ascertain what the facts of the case are. And Rameir says it depends. If the shtar is Yesh Bachrais Nechasim, if it says in the shtar, Kol Nechasim Shibadim L'chayv Zeh, that you can collect from the Lekuches, then you don't give it back to the Malva or the Loiva, you don't know who's telling the truth. But if it doesn't stay that the Shiba Nechasim, then you can give it back to the Malva. Then you can give it to the Malva. So the Gemara says, why? How can you give it to the Malva? But the Malva is going to go collect. And the and what does the Leiva say? The Leiva says that you should give it to the Malva. The Leiva is screaming, Chayev Moida or Ena Chayev Moida? What's the case? So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMaraim. What case is Rameir disagreeing with the Rabban? So Shmuel has a wild pshat. The Gemara rejects Shmuel's pshat. But this is quoting the beginning of the sugi there, before the shlag up Shmuel. Umuki lo Shmuel, the third line on the top of base on the base, and it says, Umuki lo Shmuel, there in above him, it's here, daf yud gimel, Shmuel interprets pshat in the Mishnah, kishein achayiv meida. The loiva does not admit that he owes the money. So if he doesn't admit that he owes the money, so why are you giving the shtar back to the malva? He's going to collect the money from the loiva. So the Gemara says, Shmuel answers, no, I'm a high Rav Meir. Rav Meir is of the opinion that if you have a shtar chayiv that doesn't have shibin nechasim and only has shibin aguf, ain't a goyiv alam ibn achasim mishibadim v'lam ibn achasim v'nechar. We paskin, if you have a shtar chayiv that says that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and it doesn't say kol nechasim mishibadim l'chayiv zeh, it doesn't say that the malva has a right to collect from the lekuchas, even though it doesn't say, it's self-understood that there is shibin nechasim. That's called achrayis, is a Torah sefer. The fact that the word kol nechasim shibadim l'chayiv zeh is missing, the lack of achrayis in the shtar, is simply a scribal error. It's a Torah sefer, he forgot to write it. And since it's self-understood that there is shibin nechasim, so the malva could even collect from nechasim shibadim. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir holds achrayis is lav Torah sefer. If it doesn't say in the shtar chayiv that there is shibin nechasim, so there's no shibin nechasim. So the Malva does not have the ability to collect from the Lekuchas. But still, he should be able to collect from Bnei Chayrin. He should be able to collect from the Leiv himself. So Shmuel claims, I'm a higher Rav Meir. Rav Meir was of the opinion, the Shtar Chayv Shem Bach Reis Nachas, Mene Goy Vafilu Mi Bnei Chayrin. Why? Why is the Shtar Chayv Shem Bach Reis Nachas, and why doesn't he collect from Bnei Chayrin? There should be a Shibir Aguf. So he doesn't say Achreis Tasefer. It's not self-understood. If you have a shtar and there's a word missing here and there, there's a line missing, so if it's self-understood, so it's considered kila nichtav dam. That's din of yad. The original din of yad we know from Yodis Nador. A person takes a neder, so it says, nechum mishnefesh kishishova levatei bisosam. You have to take a shvua neder, you have to pronounce every word of the neder or the shvua with your lips. So what if he says, most people do not speak grammatically correct. When I listen to a take of a talk that I gave, I don't understand how anybody understands what I said. I start a sentence, then I never finish. I start a second sentence, then I start a third sentence. I never finish any sentences. I never finish a paragraph. I go into the next topic. But that's the way most people talk. They know when you write a sentence on a piece of paper, they write in a grammatically correct fashion. But when people talk, so they don't say full sentences. So the Gemara says, "How's any neder chal? A shvua neder has to be levati b'sam. You have to say." So the Gemara says, "If it's a yad, that's a din of yadis nador." If a person made a statement, and even though it's not grammatically correct, but based on what he said, we know what he's driving at. We know what even though he didn't finish the sentence, we know what he's driving at. So that's considered as if he did say. So that halacha of Yaris Nedarim applies whenever there's any Lashon, either Lashon Balpeh or Lashon Biksav. Let's say you have a get, and there's a line missing in the get. The Gemara says later on Daf Peh that every get has to have the Dein Dehavirich Minoy Sefer Truchen. Every get has to have a line that says, and this is the document with which I am divorcing you. What happens if you didn't put in that sentence? Do you have the right to assume that it's self-understood? Kile nichta dami. So that's a machlekes satanaim in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda on the top of Peheim, a base top line. Rav Yehuda says, if he didn't write v'den yehavi lichem inoy, this get should serve as the shtar hagerish and the shtar hakinyan. Rav Yehuda holds that it's possible. And the Chachamim say, no, it's a yad. They both, Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, they both agree that the proper text of every get should be has to say v'dein dehavi lichem inoy. It's a strange din. They both agree it has to say v'dein dehavi lichem inoy. The machlokes is do you say that this is a yad she'ena machiach? It's not such 100% vadois that that's what he meant. So do you say that a yad she'ena machiach has the status of a yad or not? The same shaila is by nedarim. A person takes a neder, and it's 80% clear that that's what he's driving at, but there's a 20% chance that that's not what he's driving at. So is that sufficient to declare that the midin yad is considered a loshen? He said the neder, and the shtar is good or not? That's the machlekes of yad. So over here, that's the topic over here. Let's say you have a shtar. It says bishnas. This is chamesha salafim shvameas v'shishim v'teisha libriyas olam. So let's say it doesn't say chamesha salafim. It says sometimes they make mistakes. Sometimes let's say it says bishnas shvameos shishim v'teisha. Bishnas shvameos tishim v'teisha. That's in the days of Arpachshad. That before Avraham Avinu was born. What, the ksuba was written 5,000 years ago? It couldn't be. The piece of paper wouldn't look so white. It couldn't be. It's impossible. It wasn't written 1,000 years ago. So obviously it was written today. As today's day it was written. They forgot to write Chamesh HaSalofim. So that's a Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Tosis on Daf Yud points out in Avodah Zarah. You see from the Gemara that if they forgot to write Chamesh HaSalofim, they wrote Chamesh HaSalofim B'shishim Metesha. They didn't write Shvameos. It's obvious that this piece of paper is not from 700 years ago. It's obvious that it's just written recently. It can't be that it's 100 years old either. It wouldn't be so white. It would be all yellow. So whenever something is obvious, whenever something is missing in a shtar, it doesn't say, a lot of, in the RCA Ksuba, there used to be missing two words, Libriyas Olam. You say, Bishnas Chamesh on the Shameos. It didn't say what. So everybody knows what. The year 5,769, since when? Since Hakamas HaMedina. Since George Washington established the United States of America, it's not 5,000 years old. Of course it's Libriyas Olam, it's self-understood. So more correct would be, I think now they corrected it, they put in the missing two words. Now it says Libriyas Olam, but for many years they had a ksuba that was missing two words. Missing words, and it's self-understood what the missing words are, so that's acceptable, that's a din of yad. So here there's a machlokes. So this we understand, machlokes are man and rabban, and they say, achray is tosefer, lav tosefer. There's a shtar halvoy that says that the loiva owes the malva $1,000, and it doesn't say that the malva has the right to collect from the nechasim shibadim, from the lukuchas. So the chachamim, we pass collect the chachamim, that if that line is missing, that's self-understood that there is a shibin nechasim, that there is achrais. Why? Loishadi inish zuzi bichdi. People are not going to lend their money out without security, without the backup of knowing that they have the ability to collect from the lukuchas. If they can only collect from the loiva, no foolish person is going to lend money. Unless the shtar says, I lend you $1,000 and you owe me the money, but there's no shibin l'chasim. If it says beferish, no shibin l'chasim, it says no. There's only shibin l'guf, there's no shibin l'chasim. But if it doesn't say yes or no, it doesn't say one way or the other, then we assume the umdina certainly is l'shad d'inish zuzi b'chdi. And midin yad is considered kila nichtav dam. It's considered as if that line would be written. So I understand Rab Meir disagrees, and he doesn't hold from this rule of achray is tosefer. But the Rav Meir should say, shtar chayv shem achray is nechasim, ein agoy v'loy min achasim mishibad v'loy min achasim b'nei chayrin. You can't collect from achasim b'nei chayrin. Why not? It says in the shtar, it's signed by witnesses, you make a kim ashtar. It says in the shtar that he owes him $1,000. Why doesn't he have to pay? So the Gemara rejects this. The end of the story is that Shmuel's pshat is rejected. It was a suggestion that he had. We don't accept his, the whole pshat is wrong. But according to the way Shmuel understood the Mishnah, how in the world are you supposed to understand Rab Meir Shita? So in that Gemara, there's a famous Shita Mekubetzes. He would have sworn that it was written by Rab Chaim. So the Shita Mekubetzes says what Rab Chaim wanted him to say. He says that it's no good because Mipihem v'lo Mipiksovam. What do you mean Mipihem v'lo Mipiksovam? He says, what's the difference between Mipihem v'lo Mipiksovam and Shtar? When is the good midin shtar? That's what Tosfos says. Because on daf ayin aleph amid aleph, on the one hand there's a din mipihem v'lo mipiksovam, and on the other hand there's an institution of shtar. So when does it work and when doesn't it work? So Tosfos says, looking ksubas daf chav harachti baze. They explain. What do they answer? So the answer that Tosfos give, all the Rishonim give, is whenever it's authorized midas hamaschayb, then it has a status of shtar. Whenever it's not authorized midas hamaschayb, then it doesn't have the status of shtar. So Rav Meir is of the opinion, that's what the Shita Mekubetzes explains above Metzia on Daf Yud Gimel, on Shmuel's memory there. Rav Meir is of the opinion that the whole concept Avdas HaMischayev only makes sense if the shtar is going to affect the change. If the shtar is only a shtar raya, so what's the Das HaMischayev? What is he mischayev himself to? What's the hischayevus that he won't be able to cheat, that he won't be able to lie? Now I'm giving you a statement that these are the facts and I won't be able to lie. So Rav Meir is of the opinion that's not called Das HaMischayev. Das HaMischayev is only if this shtar is going to affect the change. I'm giving you away the house. I'm the garish my wife. I'm the kaddish the woman. If the shtar is a shtar kinyan, it's affecting a change, so then it's considered a Das HaMischayev. But if it's only a shtar raya, so then Rav Meir is of the opinion that since there's no Das HaMischayev, so such a shtar will always be puzzle because mepiha malovim piksova. Number one, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Number two, we don't even accept Shmuel's pshat that Rav Meir ever said it. But the Rambam holds that it's partially true. The Rambam writes that all shtaris, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Seidus, that the validity of shtaris is only midirabbanon. Because menat Torah it's not good, because mipihem v'lo v'piksov. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Seidus. And he says, and the effectiveness of a shtar is only midirabbanon, so it only works in didi mamonis, where the hefker bez nefker applies. He can't write a shtar and get mikidushin. There's no such thing as a shtar. So the Ramban and the Sefer, the Magid Mishnah inside of the Rambam refers you to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah. Look in the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah where he attacks the Rambam. What is he off his mind? What means shtar is only with the Rabbanon? What's a get? The only way to get divorced is by shtar. Of course shtar is min HaTorah. And Makash Tabayi Liyitziyah, so the Hekdush is also the Raisah. So shtar Kiddushin exists min HaTorah. How can you say? And the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph quoted that pasuk in Yirmiyach the Kasab Asefer B'Chasom. The Gemara understood that that's also a deraisa, that you can be koin a karka ide shtar. It's also a din deraisa, even though it doesn't appear in Chumash, only in Yirmiyah. But the Gemara assumes that that's also a din deraisa. How can the Rambam say that shtaris are on a midirabbanan? So the Ktsois and the Nesivas say in Choshe Mishpat, no, the Rambam is not talking about a shtar kinyan. Whenever there's a shtar kinyan, of course it works, but the Rambam is talking about a shtar raya. A shtar raya is a problem on the piham alone picks over. A shtar kinyan doesn't pose any problem. So what Taka the Ramban didn't realize that? It's a pretty obvious teretz. That the Rambam is only talking about the two different things, the two unrelated things, shtar kinyan and shtar raya, totally different. There's a machlokes, a man, Rav Lozer, what's the nature of shtar kinyan? With the Eidei Chasim HaKarsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi, the machlokes, a man, Rav Lozer, the Tosfos Rid writes in the end of Bava Basra, machlokes, a man, Rav Lozer, with the Eidei Chasim HaKarsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi, is only by shtar kinyan. By shtar raya, everybody agrees that you have to have Eidei Chasim. If you don't have Eidei Chasim, there's no shtar raya. What kind of a raya is there? So by shtar kinyan, the way we pass like Rav Lozer has nothing to do with Eidei Spiksav. You don't have to have Eidei Chasim assigned at all. So that's very obvious, that the two different things. The Rambam says that shtaris are only with Rabban, is talking about shtari raya. Shtari kinyan, of course, work benatar, has nothing to do with Eidei. You don't even need any Eidei Chasim. So what was taka the Ramban's kasha? Ramban didn't realize that there's a difference between shtari kinyan and shtari raya. So the answer is no, but the Mishnah said on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that's Rab Chaim writes in the Sefer. The Mishnah says on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis that they made a takana and a tzatoyva, however you understand it, they made a takana shehi u'edim chos m'malaget m'pnei tikkun ha'olam. And the Gemara says, what do you mean tikkun ha'olam? Isn't that required min ha'Torah edim should sign on the get? And the Gemara says, no, that's according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds edim chasim ha'karis even by shtori kinyan. So get is a shtakins, you have to have edim chasim. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph halachik Rav Lozer begitten. We pass like Rav Lozer, the Eidei Mesira Karsin. So, for the purpose of Gerishin, you don't need Eidei Chasim. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says a recommendation you should have Eidei Chasim assigned that the get should be able to serve later on as a shtar raya as well. So, how does it serve as a shtar raya? But the Rambam said shtar raya is only midirabbanon. It only works in Didi Mammon is based on Hefker Bezna Hefker. So, this is not Hefker Bezna Hefker. This is Ishus. This is Issa Beheter. So, how does it help if the husband authorizes Eidei Chasima to sign the get, and now the get will serve as a shtar raya, but the Rambam holds shtar raya only with the Rabbanon. So Rav Chaim thinks that that was what the Ramban was asking. He says the Ramban also was smart enough to know the answer that the Ktzois and the Nesivis came up with. That shtar kinyan and shtar raya are two different worlds, especially according to Rav Lozer. Of course they're two different worlds. Rav Lozer says Eidei Mesira Karsi, you don't have to have any Chasima at all. So it's not a Haggadah Eidei Bichlal. Only Shtarei Raya Hagadah say this. But the Rambam is asking because the Mishnah says, and that's that was the practice in the days of the Gemara, the Aveidei Chasim is signed on the get, and the woman holds on to the get, and the get serves later on as a Shtarei. So that was the Kasha. So how can the Rambam say that all Shtarei Raya Madi Rabbanon? Here it's the fair Shtarei Raya workman at Torah in the area of Isa Vehetta, not based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. So the answer is the Rambam also says like Tosfos, Shtarei Raya workman at Torah also. But it's only a shtar if you have Das HaMeschayiv. If it's written without Das HaMeschayiv, it doesn't have the din of a shtar. And the Rambam holds, it's only considered Das HaMeschayiv if it's serving as a shtar kinyan, if the shtar is accomplishing a change, if something is changing because of the shtar. If it's just only going to serve as a shtar raya, so what kind of a Das HaMeschayiv is it? What am I being Meschayiv to? That I'm not going to lie. So the Rambam holds, that's not called the Hischayivus. So that's the same svar as Reb Meir. Shita Mukubetz is wrote in Bob Mitzi Daf Yud Gimel to explain how Shmuel understood Pshat and Rameh. The Gemara rejects Shmuel's Pshat. They bring up Brisa that it's not correct. But originally, before they knew that Brisa, so Shmuel gave his whole interpretation. Oy Mohay Rab Meir, that a Shtar Sheim Bach Reis Nechosim, a Shtar Halvoy, that doesn't have Sheba Nechosim, and he gave Elamim B'nei Chorim, Elamim Mishabatim, doesn't even collect from B'nei Chorim. Why? So the Shittim Kabetz says, because there's a lack of Das HaMeschayev, even though the Leiva authorizes them to write it. That's not called Das HaMeschayev. To have a Das HaMeschayev that I shouldn't cheat you, I shouldn't lie, that's not called Das HaMeschayev. If you have a Shtar Halvoya, Sheyesh Bach Reis Nechosim, it's acquiring Sheba Nechosim, so then it's a Shtar Kinyan. With this Shtar, it's going to be Koina Sheba Nechosim. Oh, Shtar Kinyan, there is a Das HaMeschayev, that'll work. But if you have a shtar rai, so Reb Meir Shita is a shtar rai doesn't exist, men atara doesn't exist, men derabbanon. So true, we don't accept Reb Meir Shita, and if true, Reb Meir never said it, the more it comes to the conclusion, Shmuel is wrong, Reb Meir never said it either. But Reb Meir Shita, it is correct. It's the Rambam holds that it's only med derabbanon that shtar rai work. Well, when is it only med derabbanon if the shtar is purely a shtar rai? But if it's a get isha, it's serving both as a shtar kinyan and as a shtar rai. So then for the purpose of the Shtar Kinyan aspect, there is Das HaMeschayiv. So then, since there is Das HaMeschayiv, so it works Ben HaTorah as a Shtar Rai also. So that's why it can work in Isa V'Heter as well. See, the way the Shita Mukubetzes understood Reb Meir, and Daf Yud Gimel, within Shmuel, so he understood if you have a Shtar Halva, Sheyesh Bo Sheba Nechosim, because it's only a shtar raya, and a shtar raya there's no das hamischai. But if it's a shtar sheyesh bo shibin lechosim, then it's serving as a shtar kinyan to accomplish, to be koina up, to acquire the shibin lechosim on behalf of the malve. So there there's a das hamischai. So the question is, once we reject the whole pshat of Shmuel, this whole interpretation on there is rejected. So we just said the Rambam salvages part of this. The Rambam holds that Shtarei Raya only worked with the Rabbanon. What's with this part of Rab Meir? The Rab Meir is of the opinion that a Shtar Halvoye, Sheyesh Bo Shibin Lechosim, if it says that Kol Nechosim Shibadim Lechayiv Zeh, that the Shtar enables the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas, so Rab Meir Shita is that works B'Torah Shtar Kinyan. Do we accept that? Do we accept that part of Rab Meir, Shmuel's own interpretation of Rab Meir? The whole thing is rejected. But what about this part? Is this part accepted or rejected? This difference that we have between a milva balpeh and a milva bishtar. In a milva balpeh, you cannot collect from the lekuchas. Milva bishtar, you can't collect. Milva balpeh, you can't collect from the yisayim. The Gemara says, milva balpeh, gove mina yisayim. But milva balpeh is not gove mina lekuchas. You can't collect from the lekuchas. To collect from the lekuchas, you have to have milva bishtar. So how do you understand that? Is it that the shtar halvoya serves as a shtar kinyan, just like karka is nicknamed bishtar? So the shibin nechosim of the karka of the love, let's say I have karka, I want to sell it to you, I want to give it to you b'matana. So I write a shtar, all of my property should be kone to you. So that's a kinyan shtar on karka. Karka is nicknamed bishtar. So maybe that's what the shtar halvoya is with respect to shibin nechosim. Shibin nechosim, the Rishonim write, the Ritva writes in Kiddushin, and the Sivis writes, that's why it's accepted. Shibin nechosim is a kinyan lachatzoyin. The karkois of the loy v'aknoim to the malve partially. So it's a kinyan lachatzoyin, so that's why a shtar halvoya can be koin of shibin nechosim on the karka of the loy v'legabi the malve. So the malve can collect from the lekuchas because it's koinik to him. The karka is already konei to the malve. The loyve had no right to sell it to lukuchas. It already belongs to the malve with respect to gviyas hachayiv. It's going to turn out later on that this is the only way for the malve to collect his debts. I say the malve was already koinin this karka before the lakech was kind of the karka. Is that the way a shtar halvoy accomplishes shivin lachasim? It's a kinyan b'shtar, just like shtar is good to be koinin karka b'matana b'mechira. The shtar is good, a kinyan, a shtar kinyan, to be kind of shivin lachasim. And they say, no, it's not a shtar kinyan. Every shtar halvoy is a shtar raya. And basically, there's a din of shivin lachasim. All the nechasim of the loyve amshuv to the malve. If it's just going to be a milva al peh, then they made a takana de rabbanon that there shouldn't be any shim nechasim because leis lekola man the yosef betzina yosef. Somebody borrows money, he doesn't want the whole world to know that he's in debt. So people are not going to know. It's going to be pseidah de lekocha. Someone's going to buy his field not knowing that he owes $1 billion to the malve. So the lokech is going to fall in. So in order that the whole world economy shouldn't collapse, and they made a takana de rabbanon that if it's only milva al peh and leis lekola, people don't know about it. So then they said there's no shim nechasim. Once you're going to have a milva bishtar, and milva bishtar is islay kala, the edom will sign on the shtar, will go blabble to tell the whole immediate world that the guy borrowed money from the other guy, so everybody will know already. So it's already islay kala. Before you buy any real estate, you always make a search. People pay money to have the experts check to find out if there's any lien, if there's any shibudim on the karka. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have agencies, they didn't have lawyers who knew how to do this. But they would ask you around. You ask one person, chavis, ask you around whether the one who's selling you their real estate does he owe money to anybody. So if there's a milval pe, you'll never know about it. Because mandi yazib, betzina yazib. People borrow a milval pe, no one will know. But if it's a milval bishtar, the edim who signed on the shtar will already be moitzi the call. People will know about it. So maybe if you have a milval bishtar, it's not the word that the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan to be koine the kinyan of achrayis nechosim, that shiba nechosim is a kinyan lachatzoin. On the karka. No, you don't need a kinyan shtar. It's a shtar rai, it's not a shtar kinyan. But it accomplishes that it's islay kala. Once it's islay kala, so there's no concern of say the lukuchas. Once there's no concern of say the lukuchas, so then the basic din sets in. The basic din is whenever there's a halvor, there should be a shim lachasim also. So this is a big shayla. Rab Meir over there, the Shita Mukubetzis, learned on Daf Yud Gimel within Shmuel's interpretation of Rab Meir that was all rejected in the end of the story. So the Shita Mukubetzis learned Rab Meir has this whole fantastic view of the world that a shtar halvoy that has shiva nechasim is a shtar kinyan. So since it's a shtar kinyan, so there exists a dasam eschayiv, and therefore it's a valid. There's no problem on the peak seven. But if it's no shiva nechasim, so it's only shtar raya. So shtar raya, there's no dasam eschayiv, and there's no memele. It doesn't have a din of shtar. It's a din of a peak seven. So a meyer is interpreted the shidim kubetzis within Shmuel's interpretation. Or a meyer says that a shtar halvoy sheyesh ba'achrayis nechasim serves as a shtar kinyan. So the question is, but the whole Shmuel's interpretation was rejected. Do we salvage that line though? So that's a major dispute in the Rishonim. That's what we said. There's a stir in Tosfos. The Tosfos on Daf Chof Amud Beis contradicts the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Tosfos on Daf Chof Amud Beis is talking, that's what the Shivas Tzion points out. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was a prominent rabbi in the 1700s, and he had a son who was a prominent rabbi. Yeftem took over his rabbanus in Prague, and he has some of the tshuvas in the Chelek Av, Chelek Beis, and the Rabbi Yehuda, written by the son, by Rabbi Shmuel Landau. And he has his own tshuvas. That's called Tshuva Shivas Tzion. Now they try to sell it to you. It's Rabbi Yehuda Chelek Gimel. Because if you sell it to Shivas Tzion, people don't want to buy it. So there's Nadi Yehuda Chelek Gimel. Everybody has no tshuvas by the Nadi Yehuda. It's only by the son. The son's tshuvas. Some people like the son's tshuvas better than the father's tshuvas. He has very nice tshuvas. Very lamdish tshuvas. So he has, on this topic, he points out this contradiction. Rabbi Chana Vassalim was not the first one to discover this. It wasn't just discovered in the last century with the Litvish yeshiva. Shiva Siyam was a long time ago. So he points out, the Gemara says on Chofim Abeis that the Pasuk in Yirmiyah speaks about Yirmiyah buying the field from his cousin in the city on Nasos. So it says that it has to be Sefer HaMikneh, that the piece of paper which the Mocher gives to the Lokeach to give him, and he writes on the piece of paper, this house that I own, the 24 Bennett, should now belong to you. So that piece of paper has to belong to the Mocher. It has to be Sefer HaMikneh. If the one who wants to buy the house from me puts a piece of paper on the table, he puts his paper on the table, and he says, write me a shtar that the house belongs to me, I write a shtar. The house 24 Benet that belongs to me hereby belongs to you. The Mecha, Rabbi Matan, whatever. And I say, okay, it's yours. And I never acquired ownership of the piece of paper. I just tell him, here's the paper, take it. Even if I give it to him. So the Gemara says it's no good. The piece of paper has to belong to me. It has to be a din of Sefer HaMikneh. The Pashup Shat and the Pasuk doesn't mean like that. Sefer HaMikneh means Shtar Kinyan. Sefer HaMikneh just means it's a Shtar Kinyan. It doesn't mean that the piece of paper on which the ink is written has to belong to the Makneh, Sefer HaMakneh. It's called Sefer HaMikneh, the Shtar Kinyan. The Gemara is interpreting the Pasuk as if it were written Sefer HaMakneh. And the Yeshivas, they usually mispronounce the Pasuk. Habina Sefer HaMakneh Aleko. The Pasuk doesn't call it Sefer HaMakneh, it's called Sefer HaMikneh, Shtar Kinyan. The Gemara is interpreting Sefer HaMikneh as if it means Sefer HaMakneh. The paper has to belong to the Makneh. So Tesis writes a Chiddush. They think that Bamed Var Mamurim, when do you require that the piece of paper has to belong to the Makneh? That's if you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan. But if you're talking about a Shtar Raya, let's say I already sold them the house. We already made a Kinyan, Chazaka, Kinyan Chalipa, and a Kinyan Kesev on the house. And the Lekech comes and he says, Rabbi, I'd like you to give me this in writing. That the house, I say, give me a piece of paper. He puts a paper on the table. I never coined it. The piece of paper took out from his own pocket. It's his paper. He puts it on the table. I write, this is to ascertain that I already sold the house to Mr. Schwartz on such and such a day, and he paid me the money in full, and there's no outstanding obligations. So Tosfos says, that's a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Raya, you don't need Sefer HaMikneh. You only need Sefer HaMikneh and a Shtar Kinyan. That's what Tosfos writes a distinction. What's the logic behind it? Mistama, Tosfos has no hechrich, they don't prove it. They just told me Tzara Svar like that. What's the logic? Mistama, the logic is, if I'm giving him a Raya, so that's Mesiras Ashtar. He didn't have a Raya before, so that's the Mesiras Ashtar. But if I'm not giving any Raya, it's only a Shtar Kinyan, not a Shtar Raya. So then it's only called Mesiras Ashtar. The piece of paper belongs to me and I'm makna it to him. So it has to be Sefer HaMakneh. But if it's a Shtar Raya, so the fact that he now has a Raya, he didn't have before, that itself is called the Mesiras Ashtar. So Tosfos draws a distinction between a Shtar Kinyan and a Shtar Raya. So Tosfos wants to know over there, what's the status of a Shtar Halvor? A Shtar Halvor that accomplishes Shiva Nechasim, is that Betor Shtar Kinyan, is that Betor Shtar Raya? So Tosfos says, a Halvor to be converted from a Milva Pet to become a Milva Bishtar is only Betor Shtar Raya, it's not Betor Shtar Kinyan. And there's no need for Sefer HaMakneh over there. The Dabar Pasha Tosfos says. That's what the Yeska Kash in the bottom Tosfos. The Mitav Ma'in Shtar Havoh Leget. A Shtar Havoh is only Leraya. Because even a Milva Peh would have collected from the Lekuchas if not for the fact that Leis Leikola, Man Yosef Betzino Yosef, and there's a problem upset at the Lekuchas. So once you have a Shtar Havoh, so it's Islay Kola. Once it's Islay Kola, so there's no problem. Not that Tosfos says, not that the Shtar serves, Shtar Alvah serves as a Shtar Kinyan to be Koine the Shimon Chosman. Not Koine. The Shtar Alvah serves as a Shtar Rai to be Moitzi a Kol. Once there's going to be a Kol, so there won't be any Pseidah Lukuchas. Once no Pseidah Lukuchas and a Mela, the Din sets in automatically that it should be Chreis Nechosman, there should be Shimon Chosman. That's how Tosfos assumes on Daf Chof and the base. And the Tosfos earlier on Gimel on the base comes to the conclusion not so. Tosfos on Gimel on the base has the Ramaschle Govim and Nechasim Shabbadim. So they talk about Rashi's two interpretations. Rashi has two ways to read the Mishnah. There's a Machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. If the husband divorces his wife, he gives her a get, and there were no two Eidei Chasim on the bottom of the get. So Rab Meir says that it's no good. If you don't have Eidei Chasim on the bottom of the Shtar Kinyan, you didn't get the first base. Just like you need Eidei Chasim on the Shtar Raya, that's ABC. If you don't have Eidei Chasim, so there's no Shtar Raya. There's no Raya Bixav. So too, Reb Meir's opinion is, how does the Shtar Kinyan work? By my giving you a Raya, that the house belongs to you, by my giving the girl a Raya, that she's married to me, by my giving my wife a Raya, that she's divorced from me, so that causes this change to take effect. That causes it to occur. That's Reb Meir's shita, that every Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a Shtar Raya. Eidei Chasim Ekarasi. Every Shtar Kinyan has to start as a Shtar Raya. And we don't pasken like Rab Meir. We pasken Halachik Rab Loza Begitten. Kaimel Halachik Rab Loza Begitten. And Tosfos writes on Dal Adam Nalef, the word Begitten doesn't mean only get Isha. It's Lav Davki Gitten. It means all Shtar Kinyan. The din is like Rab Meir. The din is like Rab Loza. Eidei Misiri Kaisa by all Shtar Kinyan. So the Mishnah says later on Pei Vav, this Machlokes HaTanaim, What if the husband gave his wife a get and there were no signatures on the bottom of the get? So according to Rameh, the whole get is no good because you have to, every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar right. And Rav Loza says, Afal pishein ol aveidim, elu shenesan ol abifnei edim. Rav Loza holds, you don't need edi chasima for a shtar kinyan. You just need edim esirikar. So you have to give the get in the presence of two edim. And then it's going to be good. It's kosher. V'goyve menechasim shibodim. How do you pronounce the word? V'govo or v'govev? Is it loshen zacha, loshen akevim? So Rashi has two pshotim. Is this going back on this case? If the husband divorced his wife with a get that didn't have any edi chasima, so Rav Loza holds that that's good because he holds edi mesira karsi. And since the woman is divorced, so she has the ability to collect the ksuba. Why does she have the ability to collect the ksuba? Because she had the ksuba from the time that she got married, not because of the get. The get is a shtar kinyan to create a gerishin. And the Mishnah says, Rashi quotes the Mishnah from Ksubas, if the woman produces a get to prove that she's divorced, but she doesn't have the ksuba, she got married 60 years ago. Where is she going to find the ksuba? She lost it already. She doesn't know where it is. So the din is that we assume every woman has a ksuba. Every woman has a ksuba, unless the husband has a shayva that says that he paid the ksuba already. But if the husband has no shayva to prove that he paid already, so hatsia get veinim ksuba, the woman produces a get to prove that she's divorced, but she doesn't have a ksuba. So the din is she can collect goyva menachasim shabbat. She can collect the ksuba. So that's how one pshat in Rashi is. You read the Mishnah, Rav Loza Reimer, Afal Pishein, all of any Mishnah, the get doesn't have Eri Chasim, it's still good. Elu Shenesan, Ola Bifnei Eidim, Eidim Esira Karsi, is also good. Kosher, the get is kosher. The Govo, the woman can collect her ksuba, Menechasim, Shibadim. Sheid, Eidim Chasim, Ola Get, Elu Mnei Tikin Oilem. It's only Takana, the Rabbanan, that we require, Lechatchila, they should sign, and if they don't sign, it's also good. That's one way to read the Mishnah. Then Taisis likes Losh and Sheni should perish be contras. Taisis likes the second shot in Rashi. What's the second shot? It's not the govo menachasim shibod. You have to have a big semicolon here in the Mishnah. How do you read it? Rav Loza Rameir, Rav Loza is later in the Mishnah. Afal pishein ol avedim, the husband divorced his wife with a get that doesn't have edi chasima. Elu shenesan ol bifnei edim kosher semicolon. The husband can divorce his wife with a get without Eri Chasim, as long as you have Eri Mesira, semicolon, and who are the Nami, the Goyvem and Echasim, Mishabadim. And if it will be a Shtar Halvoa, not a case of a get, it will be a totally different case. A big semicolon. The Goyvem and Echasim, Mishabadim. And the Malve wants to collect from the Chasim, Mishabadim. So likewise, you need a Shtar Kinyan. Just like you need a Shtar Kinyan to create Gerishin, a get is a Shtar Kinyan. And you need a Shtar Kinyan to sell Karka Bishtar. So you need a shtar kinyan by a halvoa to create shiva nechasim. So the din is that edim esira karsa v'goyvem nechasim mishubadim. The malva can collect from nechasim mishubadim also, even though the shtar halvoa really should serve as a shtar kinyan. It's okay. A shtar kinyan doesn't need edim chasim. Why? Shein edim chasim malaget elam bnei tikin olam. According to this loshen sheni, shapirish akuntri, so this line, this statement goes on both. Eidanim Chas Malaget Element Tikkun Olam goes both on a Get Isha and on a Shtar Halvot. That's what Tosis said. That's what we're wondering about. Tosis said on the first line in the Masechta. Tosis is proving that the word Get doesn't only apply to a Get Gerishin. The word Get means any Shtar. Even a Shtar Halvot is also referred to as a Get. So they proved that from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, it says Eidanim Chas Malaget Element Tikkun Olam. So we were wondering where they come off to say that the Takana de Rabbanon. But the Yetzer Teva applies in Shtari Mammon. Maybe it's only by Gittin. So according to the way Taisus writes, Losh and Sheni Shapirish Bekuntris, they like Rashi's second pshat, that you don't read it, the Govom in the Chasim Shubadim, and the woman can collect the Ksuba from the Chasim Shubadim, and it's only talking about one case, the husband divorcing his wife with a get without Eri Chasima. No, there's a big semicolon over here. Shinesan Allah Bifnei Yedim, the first din of Rav Loza is that a man can divorce his wife with a get without any chasim as long as they have edim esira. And then a second din of Rav Loza is v'gove, not v'govo. And the malva can collect from the loibes lekuchas if he made a shtar halvo with edim esira without edim chasim. It's also govim and chasim shabadim. And then the Mishnah concludes sheidanim chasim al get mem tikkun olam. Goes on both. Goes on a shtar get and it goes on a shtar halvo. So you see, the way Tosis likes Losh and Sheni Shapirish Bekuntris, Eidim Chos Malaget Mentei Tikkun Olam doesn't only apply to a Get Isha, it applies to a Shtar Halvo also. You probably shouldn't say in the Tosfos daf lamedalan on the base lekamon. It says lekamon daf lamedalan. I should say lekamon daf gimel on the base. Daf lamedalad. I would read the Mishnah that only goes on a getisha gerishin. It should say gimel on the base lefimashi kasva Tosfos loshen sheni shepirish bekuntres, that they read a big semicolon here. Rab Loza says two different dinim. One din a get is good with edim mesira. Another din a shtar halva is good with edim mesira. Why? Because both a get and a shtar halva are shtar ikinyan, and a shtar ikinyan is edich mesira karsi. And edim mechais malaget, and tikkun oilam is a tikkun oilam on both. Both on a shtar halva and on a shtar get. So this Tosfos on Gimlam and Beis is working on the premise, working on the assumption that the ability to collect from the chasim mishibadim when you have a milva bishtar is because the shtar halva is a shtar kinyan. If you would say that the shtar halva has to be a shtar raya to enable the malva to collect from the chasim mishibadim, so Rav Loza's shita wouldn't apply. The whole machlekes Rav Loza Rameir, but edi chasim ekars, edi mesir ekars is only a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. Shtar raya, of course, you need edi chasim. If you're not a edi chasim, there's no raya. So Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis assumes that shtari halvoy, which enabled the malva to collect from the chasim mishubadim, functioned b'torah shtar kinyan, and this is clearly in contradiction to the Tosfos on Chofam Beis. That's the Shibas Tzion points it out, and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the others in between pointed out as well that it's a stir in the Tosfos, where the shtari halvoy that enabled the malva to collect from the lekuch is that b'torah shtar kinyan, or is that b'torah shtar rai? So the Shibas Tzion has a harifas. He wants to say that they're both right. They're both Tosfos and are right. He says it depends on an age-old dispute. There's a machlekes in the Gemara in many places in Shas, where the shibura derais is shibura lav derais. The ability, what would be shibura derais? A guy borrows money, he doesn't have to pay back. Shibura lav derais. When the loiva borrows money, he only has to pay back when the rabbanim. That's ridiculous. Of course he has to pay back when the tar. So what's machlekes where the shibura derais or lav derais? So the Shach has a long Shach and similar mitzvah. So he says there's a funny machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara is, the Gemara in Erech and the Gemara in Ksuvos, one opinion in the Gemara is that Priyas Balchayv is only a mitzvah. It's a religious ritual, like shaking a lulav, like sitting in sukkah, like eating matzah on Pesach, and reciting Kriyashma. So Priyas Balchayv mitzvah, but there isn't even a Shibur Aguf. When you borrow money, it's only a mitzvah to give back the money. The Gemara says, what if the guy says, I'm not Orthodox? He says, I don't do any mitzvahs. I'm not Orthodox. A guy borrows money. He says, I don't want to do any mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, just like we force him to eat matzah, and we would force him to shake the lulah, so we force him to pay up the money also. Kaifim ala mitzvahs. So the Shach says, you look in the Gemara, we don't pass him like that, mandama. We pass him that not only is it a religious ritual, Priyas Balchev is a mitzvah, not only is a mitzvah, it's Priyas Balchev, the Shibudim also, even if he doesn't believe in the Bari Olam. Also, that's irrelevant. The Shibur Aguf for sure is deraisa. That's how we pass it. The whole machlek is whether Shibur deraisa, lav deraisa, goes on Shibur Nechasim. Like the Rabbi Natam, Hoy Ragalam, Mishnei Shiburim Hain. There's a Shibur Aguf and there's a Shibur Nechasim. So Shibur Aguf, when the loiva borrows money, of course he's Mukhim to pay back the money. That's Shibur deraisa and the Shibur Aguf. The machlek is that the Gemara has all over whether Shibur deraisa, lav deraisa, goes on Shibur Nechasim. So what does it mean? What's the machlek about Shibur deraisa, lav deraisa? So the Rashba, in the end of Kiddushin, has the last page in Kiddushin, has a Kuntra Sachran. It has a long footnote. In the middle, of the beginning of Kiddushin, he says, look what I wrote in the Kuntra Sachran. It's a very long paragraph, so he felt it didn't belong in the Kiddushin. Usually the Rashba has short paragraphs. Once in a long time, he has a very long paragraph. So he felt that this paragraph is too long to put on the daf. So he writes, look, I have a long essay later. So the last page in the Rashba in Kiddushin is the Kuntra Sachron. So he writes, see, the Pnei Yeshua has a Kuntra Sachron also. But the Kuntra Sachron is what he was Mechadish when he did Chazar. He didn't give midterms, he only gave finals. Finals, when he finished the whole Mesichta, so then he Chazar, he gave Shurim, so he Chazar the whole Mesichta all over again. And he wrote the additional Kiddushin that he came up with the second time along. That's the Kuntra Sachron in the Pnei Yeshua and other Rechren. And the Kuntra Sachron and the Rashba is not that he came up later. It was a very long essay. So he felt it didn't belong in the beginning of Kiddushin. So he, Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel is where he talks about it a little bit. So he says, look what I wrote on the end of the Masechta. It's a long, long essay. So he writes like this. If Shibura Deraisa if she bought it deraisa, both by milva vishtar and by milva alpeh, the malva has a right to collect from the lekuchas. And it's only a takana mederabanan that we cancel the ability of the malva to collect from the lekuchas by milva alpeh because leis lekola. If yol shibura lav deraisa, so the malva has no right to collect from the lekuchas even if the milva vishtar. And we only invented such a thing mederabanan. We gave the malva the ability to collect from the lekuchas from the rabbanon if he wrote a milva b'shtar. That's how the Rashba writes. Not everybody, the Rambam does not agree with the Rashba, but the Rashba writes like that, that min haTorah there's no difference between milva b'shtar and milva b'al peh. They're both in the same boat. If shibura derais, the whole machleg shibura derais goes on shibin achos and not on shibin aguf. Shibin aguf is certainly derais, and the machleg is in the Gemara is whether shibin achos is derais or lav derais. So if you follow the opinion, Shibura Deraisa says both on Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. Shibura Deraisa on both. And if you follow the opinion of Shibura Lav Deraisa, neither has Shibin Achos. And we have this compromise, we subscribe to the compromise. By Milva Alpeh, there's no Shibin Achos, Milva Bishtar, there is Shibin Achos. That's clearly a Takana de Rabbanan. That's how the Rashba writes. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes when you have... Okay. The Rambam does not agree with the Rashba. Some other time. So the Shiva Sion has the following harifas. He says, regarding this contradiction between the Tosis on Gimel and Beis and the Tosis Chafam and Beis, what the Shtori Halva to accomplish Shiva Nechasim, function Matorah, Shtori Kinyan, and Shtori Raya, says it depends whether you hold Shibuddha Deraisa or Shibuddha Lav Deraisa. If you hold Shibuddha Deraisa, from an Atar, there's a Shiva Nechasim both on Milva Bishtar and on Milva Alpeh. Just that they canceled the Shibud Nechasim by Milva Alpeh because Pseida the Lekuchas, you ruin the whole world of business if you'll allow the Din Deraisa to be observed. That the Shibud Nechasim, the Malva can collect from the Lechasim of the Lekuchas, the Nechasim Shibudim, even by Milva Alpeh. How are they supposed to protect? How are they supposed to know? The Lekuchas won't know. So Pseida the Lekuchas. So the Rabbanon did away with that. But once you have a Milva Bishtar, so then you're back where you started again. There's going to be a slate kolos. So if you say like that, you don't require that the shtar should be a shtar kinyan to acquire shibin nechasim. Nikra din deraisa, there's going to be shibin nechasim even on milva alpeh. You don't need any. That's the din deraisa, shibura deraisa. It's only a din mid rabbanon. Kozman, there's no shtar's le slate kolos. So they cancel the ability of the malva to collect from the nechasim shibadim. What's going to be a slate kolos? Shine. So then we're back where we started again. We revert back to the din deraisa. So that if you hold shibura deraisa, then there's no need to insist that the shtar halvoa should function as a shtar kinyan to be kind of to acquire the shibin achos. But if you hold the other way, the shivas the answer. If you hold that shibura lav deraisa, then atar there's never any shibin achos. It doesn't exist. There's only shibur aguf. But the rabbana they said, kadesh lo tenol delis bifnei lovin. No one's going to want to lend out money. The loiva will lose all of his assets. He'll gamble away all of his money. Won't have anything to pay. So I'll lose out. So I'm going to stop lending people money. So kadesh lo tenu dalis bifnei lovin made a takana that if you have a shtar halvoa, then you can collect from the chosim mishabodim. We even allow you to collect from the lekuchas. So then min haTorah doesn't exist. Jim nechasim doesn't exist at all. The rabbanon they made a takana. If you have a milva b'shtar, there's going to be shibin nechasim. So you need something to acquire the kinyan of the shibin nechasim. So then the shtar has to serve as a shtar kinyan. Can't just serve as a shtar raya on the halva memele. The halva is going to create shibin nechasim. There is no such din on the level of the rashi. That's how the Shiva Sion wants to say. Remember, that's how Baron Soloveitchik liked to say also that this issue where the shtar halva have to serve a shtar kinyan. No, it's enough if it's a shtar raya. It doesn't have shtar kinyan. So he said it depends on this issue, whether shibuda deraisa or lav deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, didn't like that. He thought that was a pshetl. That this shayla reishanim should be told in the other shayla reishanim. Whether shtari halvoa, shtari kinyan, or shtari depends on the other shayla, whether shibuda deraisa or lav deraisa. So he said, I bet I can find you reishanim who hold over there one way and hold over here if I can. He never checked. But he said, I bet I can find Rishon. So he thought that it's not necessarily Tolly's episode. Two unrelated machlokes. So that's anyway, that's the famous Tosis. Chofam and Beis, Tosis writes Beferish, that Shtori Halvoa, a Shtori Raya, they're not Shtori Kinyan. And Gimel and Beis, Tosis says it depends on the two Pshotim and Rashi. Aloshin sheni should pirish bekuntres. They like the second pshat. V'chein the rabbeinu tam iker. He holds that the second pshat in Rashi is more correct. That shtori halvoa serve as shtori kinyan, not as shtori raya. And since Rav Loza shita is and halachic Rav Loza begitten, we pass like Rav Loza that edim misira karsi by shtori kinyan. So even a shtar halvoa for the purpose of collecting from the chasim shibadim, collecting from the lekuches, also works b'torah shtar kinyan, not b'torah shtar raya. And you would say that edim misira karsi on that.
It's impossible for a shtar raya to ever have a fire for chasim. Let's say he did a
milvah peh.
Then later on he decides he wants to write it up as a right.
Yeah.
So he gives him a shtar right.
Yeah.
It's impossible for that to ever have a sheep in the chasim.
No, if he gives him a shtar, that'll serve as a shtar kinyan also. He writes, the choiv that I owe you from last year, I'm writing down now, and it should be in the chasim, should be in Meshubadim.
Yeah.
He makes a shtar kinyan to become.
So why do you say that the 2 days in Tosis are whether or not a shtar halva can be a shtar, is a shtar kinyan or not? Why is it telling on that?
Tosis has the two pshatim in Rashi on Dav Gimel on the base. Two pshatim are, what if the loive gives the malva a shtar halva without any eri chasim at all? He has no shtar raya. He gives him a shtar halva Allah a shtar kinyan. He gives him a shtar halvo with Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira character is only by shtari kinyan. It doesn't work by shtari right. So if you hold that the ability of the malva to collect from the chasim shibadim is because there's a shtar raya, see here there is no shtar raya. But if you hold the ability to collect is based on the shtar halvo serving as a shtar kinyan to be koine, just like shtar is koine karka, so shtar is koine achrais nechasim, koshim nechasim is a kinyan lachatzoin on the karka. So then if you have Eidi Mesira and giving over a piece of paper without any chasim, it'll also be good. But if you write another document, you have two signatures signed and you give it to him, it's the Chabad good. So that's a Shtar Rai and a Shtar Kinyan. That'll work. That won't be any problem. Yeah, we have a din. Al pi shnayim edim, al pi shlosher edim, yumas hameis. Lo yumas al pi erachad. You need two edim for a din in the pashas. You have another pasuk in the same parsha that says, al pi shnei edim, al pi shlosher edim, yokum dover. The Gemara understands that yokum dover goes on dini mamanis. Yumas hameis goes clearly on din in the pashas, and yokum dover goes on mamanis. Then the Gemara says, ki motza bo ervas dover. The husband divorces his wife because he discovers that she's a saita. She was an Eshes Ishes in. How does Kimotza by Ervas Dover? What did he catch her in the bedroom? He caught his wife being Mizanim Salman. Nah, the Gemara says, Kimotza by Ervas Dover. He ascertained through Edom. He got witnesses. How many witnesses do you need? So the Gemara says, we learn out Dover, Dover, Mimam. And it says, Al Pishne Edom, Al Pishlosh Edom, Yochum Dover. That goes on Mominus. Here it says, Kimotza by Ervas Dover. The husband discovers his wife is a Seita Surah Labailo. He discovers it based on Shnei Edom. So we have three areas of Halacha where you need Shnei Edom Ksher. And you need Haggadah Seder with Shnei Bezdin. You have Dina Mamanis, Dina Nefashis, and Dabba Shebi Yerva. All three need Shnei Edim Kshir. Then we have a fourth halacha that Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. I go to the butcher and he sells me meat. I go to the restaurant and they give me food and they say Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. He tells me that it's kosher. He checked for bugs and no basa b'cholov and no chelev and no dam and so on and so forth. So I trust him. You don't need Shnei Edim Kshir. Even if the man is a ganef, let's say the man is very, very religious, but he's not too honest, but he's careful about kashrus, and he invites me to eat in his home. So he wouldn't be kosher to serve as an aide at a wedding, at the sign on a get, in a din Torah. He wouldn't be able to accept his testimony. He's a ganef, his postulatus. But in Eidech Nehman Bisurim, that's the halacha, that a ganef is believed. Eidech Nehman Yisurim even applies to Psulim. And you don't have to have Haggadah Seder B'Shnei Bezdin either. By Eidech Nehman Yisurim, I go home and my wife tells me that the food is kosher. She doesn't have to say, it's self-understood. She feeds it to me. So that implicit is that the food is kosher. A woman comes home from the mikveh and she's believed to say Eidech Nehman Yisurim that she went to the mikveh. So how do you know that there's such a din of Eidech Nehman Yisurim? Din in the Fashas has a pasuk, Yumas Ameis, and Din in Mamanas has a pasuk, Yakum Dover. Dover should be ever has a pasuk, Matzabah, Erbas Dover, 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 Mamanik, Zereshova. Where's the mocker for this din? The Erech and Emisur. So that's a famous machlekes Rashi in Tosfos and Daf, base on a base. What is the makom? So Rashi writes, "Sharei mina Torah kolad misol al afrashas truma v'al ashchita v'al nikar hagid v'hachela." And how do you know that that's so? Sharei hamina Torah kolad. Maybe it's not so. Maybe you have to have shnei edim. So Rashi in Chulin adds on another line, as it said, "V'shachat as ben abakel lefnei Hashem." It says in Vayikra that someone should shech the carbon in the azara. It doesn't say you have to have people standing around while he shechs the carbon, that they should testify that he shechted it properly. So someone shechts the carbon, the bala carbon shechts it, the kohen shechts it, somebody shechts. The Zohar says that kohanim usually did not shech the carbonis. We don't want the kohanim to develop amidas achzarius. So if they're going to be used to killing animals all the time, so develop amidas achzarius. I don't know. I knew some shochtim. They were very sweetie pies. They didn't have any amidas achzarius. I don't know. But that's what it's a famous passage in the Zohar in Parshas Vayikra. They didn't want to shocht them. They didn't want the Kohanim to do shchita. They shouldn't develop midas achzarius. They shouldn't get used to killing animals. So whoever shechts it, they didn't shchita ksher b'zah. You don't need a kohen for shchita's karbonis. You only need the kabbalah b'yelach mitzvahs kulin. You only need a kohen for kabbalah halacha zrika. For shchita, you don't need a kohen. The Mishnah I say for shchita's karbonis tzibur, they used to have a hagrala. They used to determine which kohen mi shoychet. So clearly, the Mishnah I say, and the Karbonis Tzibur, the Tminim and Masafim, only Kohanim Shechted. They didn't let a non-Kohen Shecht. What kind of din is that? That's for sure not a din there, I said. In our Torah, there is no such din, that you need a Kohen. So the Meiri and Yume asks on the Mishnah, why is that so? He says, they made a Maila, they made a Chumre. They didn't allow the Kohanim running the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't allow a non-Kohen to do the Shechit on the Karbonis HaTzibur, on the Tminim and the Masafim. The Mishnah I say, only the Kohanim did it. Whatever. So the pasuk says the chumash v'shachet as ben abaka. Whoever does the shechita shechts, and it doesn't say he has a crowd of people standing around him. So the assumption is that hamina hatar kolodam ala shechita. A person says that he shechted properly, so we trust him. So Rashi says that's the mokah. It says v'shachet as ben abaka harish hamina hatar kolodam ala shechita v'adinami ala nikur v'ala afrashes trumas amaisis. Tosis is masig on Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. Why? Because there is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Zayin where the Gemara has a suffix. This is the way Tosis reads the Gemara. The Gemara raises a suffix. What's the din? We know there's a din Edechad Nam Bisurim. Would you say Edechad is Nam Bisurim Keneget Cheska Sisa also or not? Maybe it doesn't work Keneget Cheska Sisa. What's an example of Edechad Keneget Cheska Sisa? Let's say a man has in his home different bins in the kitchen or in his shed. So one bin he has for Maisa Sheni. And that bin he always takes to Yerushalayim. He always, when he has apples, pears, whatever, he takes out Maisa Sheni. If it's a Maisa Sheni year, the first year, second year is Maisa Sheni year, the fourth year and the fifth year is Maisa Sheni. So he always puts the Maisa Sheni, puts a label, this is Maisa Sheni. Then the next time here, one of the children goes to Yerushalayim, so he says, take it along and eat it in Yerushalayim. You're going to be there for a few days, eat up the apples, the pears, whatever it is, eat it in Yerushalayim. So he has in his bin, and the father dies. And he has in the bin stuff, and it says, this is Maisa Sheni. It's labeled Maisa Sheni. So in the middle of Shiva, the next day neighbor comes and he says, even though the father put it in the bin, I was there when the father was paid in the Maisa Sheni. And he gave the money to someone who was gone to Yerushalayim to buy Menasat HaKesa Baboka Batzona Bayana Vashecha. So the Maisa Sheni was taken care of. So this is Eidecha Nememisun Kineged Cheska Sisa. The children assume that everything in the bin is Maisa Sheni. It used to be Maisa Sheni. The guy is telling himself. He says it used to be Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara has a shaila: is Eidechod Nemon in Isurim if it's Keneget Cheska Sisa? So the Gemara says, well, there are certain cases that for sure Eidechod is Nemon even though it's Keneget Cheska Sisa because it's Biyodo. But here by the Pidyon Maisa Sheni, it's not Biyodo. The next the neighbor comes in, he doesn't have the ability. I can't be paid to someone else's Maisa Sheni unless they give me authorization. Without Rishus of the Bailim, I cannot be paid to someone else's Maisa Sheni. If somebody was, let's say, he has a Hegdish bin, whenever he decides to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, he puts it in a separate container and he brings it next time he goes to Yerushalayim. He brings it with him and he gives it to the Gizbar of Hegdish. If he has a Hegdish bin, the next the neighbor comes after the father died and he says, I was watching, I know that your father was paid of the Hegdish. So then the Gemara says the next the neighbor is believed. I it's Eidechod Keneged Cheska Sisar. The father clearly put it in the Hegdish bin and he told all the children, everything in this bin is Hegdish. So the Gemara says, no, that's biyada, because the next door neighbor had the ability to be paid at the Hegdish just the same as the father. You don't need authorization of the Magdish to be paid to somebody else's Hegdish. To be paid to someone else's Mashishena, you have to have permission from the Baal, from the farmer, from the owner. But to be paid to someone else's Hegdish, you don't need permission from him. Say Echad Nanam Bisurim, even Keneged HaChazaka, if it's biyada. But if it's not biyada, so the Gemara has an Ibai Delev Shita. Because of this, it bide lev shita, so that's why the Ramah follows the shita's bali atesis, and it bide lev shita, so we say it's no good. We go to chumre, and echot keneget ches kastisu ein a neman, unless it's biyodai.
And how do we learn biyodai? From what do we learn biyodai?
Where's the pasuk for biyodai?
Shita also?
So tesis tainis against Rashi, how can you derive from shita? That a dechad neman beisurim, a dechad by shchita is always keneged cheskasisa, because the Gemara says beheme bechayeha becheskasisa ameres. Whenever there's a suffik in shchita, you go to chumer, because beheme is becheskasisa. So how is a dechad ever neman by shchita? So the answer must be a dechad is neman by shchita because it's biyado. But how does this prove in a case where it's not biyado? Let's say there's a piece of meat, and the man says that this is chazer. I don't know. But the man says that it's not chazer. It's not biyada to make it into chazer, to make it not into chazer. If it's kosher cow, and the man says he shechted it, so that's biyada. He bought it from a kosher butcher, so that's called biyada. He could have shechted it. As long as it was once biyada, even though it's no longer biyada now, so that's called biyada. But if he tells me that this is chazer, this is not chazer, that's not biyada to switch it from chazer to non-chazer, or to switch from non-chazer to chazer, that's not biyada. So Tosfos says, how can you prove from the pasuk with shachat? How can Rashi prove from the pasuk with shachat as ben habakar that erechon is neman bisurim when it's not biyado? That pasuk must be that v'shachat as ben habakar is a new parsha of namanis. That's the namanis of biyado because baharaya that it works even the namanis over there works even though it's keneged cheskasisa because it's biyado. So that pasuk is something else. So where is there must be a different pasuk. So where is the other pasuk that says that erechad is neman bisurim when it's not biyada? So Tosfos dug up another pasuk that says the safra lo liatzma, that the woman is the menace to count shivanikim. She doesn't need other women to check to ascertain whether she has whether she had shivanikim or not. The woman is the menace on her own. Then Tosfos explains a little bit that the fact that the woman says she went to the mikveh. The fact that the woman says she went to the mikveh, that's a rechad keneged achazaka. The woman was tmeya nida for the last week. So when she says she went to the mikveh, that's a rechad keneged achazaka, but it's neman because it's biyadoi. But the fact that the woman says she counted shivanikim, that's not keneged achazaka, and it's not biyadoi. It's not biyadoi to make that there should be yes dam and no dam. That's not up to her. She doesn't control her body. That's not biyadoi. But it's not keneged achazaka. Just because she had dam yesterday doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be dam today. So that's not called keneged achazaka. So that's the woman is the menace to say the safra law that she made shibinikim, she made bedikas. That's plain all day rechonem visum. That the woman is the menace to say tavalti. That's a rechon keneged achazaka because it's biyodin. That's what Tosfos says. Let's talk a good taina against Rashi. How does Rashi write that the mocker for the din of Erech and Neman Bisurim is v'shochat as ben abokar is not another din? That's the other din of Erechot keneged achazok as Neman because it's biyodoi.
Why did this come up with the pasuk from Ida? We mentioned last time that this is only asked on two of the cases of Rashi. Never asked on Nikar Agid. So why didn't that just come up?
Well, there's no pasuk by Nikar Agid. We only know Nikar Agid from v'shochat as ben abokar. The only pasuk v'shochat as ben abokar. So the Shochat is Ben Abakar.
Who
are Denami? The Pasuk is Shochat is Ben Abakar. That's the Rashi and Chulin on Daf Yud. He says everything relies on that Pasuk, the Shochat is Ben Abakar. So you learn out Nikar Agid from there. So this is Tosfos Taina against Rashi. How can Rashi say that you learn out Erech and Nemisim from the Pasuk of Shochat is Ben Abakar? That's a different institution. That's the institution of Biyodo is Neman. Biyodo is Neman. Even Keneger Achazaka. The Haraya, Edechot, Keneger Achazaka is Ena Neman. And Biyodo is Neman. So you see that they're two different things. So the Beis HaLevi writes in his Shadis HaTshuvas, much of the Shadis HaTshuvas, at least half, are not real Shadis that were asked of him. the Chidushi Torah. So he has a whole piece on this Rashi. So he says, Rashi apparently understood like this. What's the halacha? Eidechot keneged hachazaka zeina nema. That's how Tosis understood. That's how Rashi and Tosis read the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara has in a Bayit Leib Shita is Eidechot neman keneged hachazaka. Like we gave the case, the father died, and in the middle of Shiva, the next day neighbor comes and he says, you have a bin in the shed that's labeled Maisa Sheni. I was watching when your father was paided the Maisa Sheni. So that's Eidechot keneged hachazaka, and it's Eina biyodo. So the Gemara comes out, it's in the Bayit Leib Shito, so the Erech would not be believed. That's how the Ramot Paskins like Tosis. The Ramban and the Chach Misvara do not read the Gemara like that. They say, Erech Keneger HaZaka is Neman. So what was the Gemara's Bayit Leib Shito? It wasn't an Ibaya in Halacha. The Gemara was just asking, we know the Din is Erech is Neman, even Keneger HaZaka. Where does it say so in the Mishnayos? They said, maybe here, maybe there, maybe the other one, Ataka doesn't say, but the din is so anyway. But just, there is no Beferish in Mishnah. The Gemara wasn't asking, what is the din? The Gemara was asking, Menoha Milsa, how do we know that the din is so? But we know the din is so. So the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber, passings like the Chach Misvarad, like the Ramban and the other Chach Misvarad. That Erechot is Neman, even Keneger HaZaka. But there are more passings like this Tosfos that we're working with. The Tosfos says that Erechot Keneger HaZaka is Enanem. So here's the question that the Pnei Yeshua raises, and the Sheir Shmaitzer quotes it, and he works on this kasha. There's a problem over here. We have a rule, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv. Whenever you have a situation, you're not sure what the facts are. So Rov tells you it must be A, and Chazaka tells you it must be B. So if you have a Rov contradicting a Chazaka, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv, Rov wins. So what's the din? Eidechot keneged Rov. So the Pashti says that Echad Keneged Rov is Neman. So Gemara in the end of the first parak in Ksubis, Echad Keneged Rov is Neman. So if Echad is better than Rov, and Rov is better than Chazok, Ruba v'Chazok, Ruba Adir, so if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so by mathematics, A is greater than C, so how can it be that Echad Keneged Chazok is Ein Neman? It doesn't make any sense. It should be a Kal v'Chaymer that it should be good. Echad Keneged Rov is good, Rov Keneged Chazok, Rov is good. So Echad is certainly better than Chazok. So Mistama, what you have to say is, the Beis Halevi is working well, Mistama, we have to say is the following. We have a rule in the Gemara, Eidechad b'hakchosh alav klumhi. What do you mean, Eidechad b'hakchosh alav klumhi? It's different. If you have two Eidim, it's not the same as Eidechad. Two Eidim are more Neman than Eidechad. That's a double portion. But there's another difference. If you have two Eidim say, Reuben hargas ha-nefesh, and two Eidim say, Reuben loy hargas ha-nefesh, so you have trey, so you mekabel these Eidim, and then you mekabel those Eidim, and you don't know how to deal with the cases. Trey, don't know. If you have an Eidechad, comes bo b'ha-kosher, Eidechad comes and he says it's kosher, and the other Eidechad says it's not kosher, so Eidechad b'ha-kosher lav klumhi, it's not that I hear what he says and I hear what he says, and I don't know who's telling the truth. I consider it as if the Eidechad never got off the ground. There's no din of Eidechad at all. That's how the Shach explains, and that's famous for Rav Chaim, as if Rav Chaim said it. Rav Chaim just explained what the Shach. Rav Chaim has in a sefer on the din of Kol Mokum Shamina Torah Eidechad Eikan Shnayim, so he explains what this din is. So that's already says in the Shach on Yeridaya, that Eidechad b'hakosh alav klumhi is not the same as Shnei Eidim. When you have Trey U'Trey, you mekabel these Eidim and mekabel those Eidim, you don't know how to function. You can't be mekabel an Eidechad if at the time that he's bo l'hoid, he's already bo b'hakosh. So it doesn't get off the ground. So apparently that's what you have to say over here. Eidechad who comes to testify keneged haroiv. So every time you have a roiv, you know that there's a miut. It's 85% one way and 50% the other way. 95% one way, 5% the other way. So the Eidechad says that even though it's 95% this way, usually, but I know the facts of this case, that is the 5%. So that's not called Eidechad b'hakosha. The roiv doesn't contradict them. The roiv says that the odds would be 95-5 overall. You're not talking about this particular instance. So the Erechot tells us that this is from the 5% the Tov. Okay? So the Erechot is not really bo b'hakosh. Erechot keneged hachazokeh, he's saying, even though until now it was so, it changed. So that's really in a certain sense Erechot b'hakosh. So that's the thing more wasn't sure. What's the din? Erechot keneged hachazokeh. Is it called Eidechad b'hakosha? Therefore, you have no right to accept it in the first place. You have no right to be mekabel Eidechad. Or do you say, no, that's not Eidechad b'hakosha. So since it's in Ibayit Leib Shita, so we say it's no good. So b'medvar mamurim, when you say Eidechad keneged hachazaka is no good, that's when he doesn't have control over the chazaka. So then you say the hachazak is zaymid kenegdo. And that's why there's no kasha. How can it be? If ruba v'chazaka ruba adiv, so rob is better than chazaka, and erechad is better than rob, so shouldn't it be a kalvachayim erechad is better than chazaka? It's not a kalvachayim. Erechad kenegdo rob is not called erechad b'hakosh. Erechad kenegdo chazaka is erechad b'hakosh. He's saying against the chazaka. He's saying that it changed. But until now it wasn't so. So that's considered erechad b'hakosh. But if you have a case where it's erechad kenegdo chazaka, but it's biyodo, he has the whole control. He had the whole control over the whole chazaka. He could have shechted the animal. True, behema b'chaya b'cheskes yisra emenes. But he has control over the behema b'cheskes yisra. He can take a knife if he knows hilchas shechita. He can learn hilchas shechita. He can take a knife and shecht the behema. So even though he doesn't say that he shechted it, he says, I was watching when the shechet shechted it. So that's also called eidechad nemen bisurim. It's not called eidechad b'hakosha because it's kenegra chazaka. Because he had control over that chazak. So whenever it's biyado, the biyado is just misalek the problem of keneged ha-chazaka. Keneged ha-chazaka is that you don't believe the erech because it's erech ba-kosha. How can you say it's erech ba-kosha? It doesn't contradict the erech. He has control over that chazak. He could have changed it if he wanted to. So Rashi holds, if you have a pasuk that says erech nemen b'yisurim keneged ha-chazaka when it's biyado, that's the same as saying erechad is nemen b'yisurim when there's no chazaka faker. Biyado just neutralizes the kenegra chazaka, and it remains a regular standard case of erechad nemen b'yisurim. Tosis apparently didn't think so. So what did Tosis think? The Tosis probably held like this. No, there's a Gemara that says that by dovish b'yervo you have a pasuk dovish b'yervo nitchnei edim dovadova mimamin. In each nei edim. Nonetheless, the Gemara says whenever it's biyado is nemen by dovish b'yervo. That's the Gemara in Yesh Nochman. The Gemara says in Perek Yesh Nochman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abal Shama Geras Yeshtish Di Neman because Biyodu Lagarsha. Even though you need Shnei Eidim by Dovah Shabbi Yervam, why do you need Shnei Eidim? Because you learn out Dovah Dovah Mimaman, but whenever it's Biyodu, so we say Erechot is Neman. Biyodu is a new Neman. It's not that Biyodu neutralizes the Kenegara Hazaka, or he reverts it back to the situation of a plain goal, Erechot Nemisim. No, Biyodu is totally different. Biyodu is much better. Biyodu even works by Dovah Shabir because Biyodu works by Mammon also. The Tosefta in Maisa Sheni, that's quoted in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed. So the Gemara quotes the Tosefta. The father died, and the man comes in the middle of Shiva and he says, I want you to know, your father once took me in the backyard. His backyard has an iron fence, a barbed wire fence around. I can't get into the backyard. So I come and I tell the children, I want you to know, your father once took me into the backyard, and he took 10 steps north from that tree, and then he took 5 steps west, and then he dug a hole 100 feet into the ground halfway to China, and then he buried $1 million in cash in a sack, and he told me $1 million belongs to your cousin. So they go and they dig up the money. They would never know in 1,000 years. They would know about this money. They would not know. They only knew because he told them. They dig up the money and they can keep it. They don't have to give it to the cousin. But they wouldn't know. It doesn't matter. Erechot is not neman and didi mamonis. But if he says, your father took me once to Central Park at 3 o'clock in the morning and he dug a hole over there and he buried his sack of money there and he told me that the money belongs to your cousin. So the Gemara says he is Neman. Why? Because Biyodo, Central Park is open to the public. I could also go in the middle of the night and dig up the hole and take the money and give it to the cousin. So since it's Biyodi, so Erechot is Neman and Didi Mamanis. So that's apparently what Tosis holds. You cannot say like Rashi. Rashi apparently thinks that's what the Beis Halevi says. Rashi apparently thinks that Biyodo just neutralizes the Kenegra Chazoka, so it's no longer Erechot B'Hakosha. So whenever you have Erechot, where it's Biyodo, Kenegra Chazoka, that's the same as saying Erechot Nemen Bisurim. Whenever there's no Chazoka, Kenegra. Tosis holds, no. Biyodo is a new Nemonis. Biyodo even works by Mamonis. Biyodo works by Dovish B'Yerva. Biyodo is an unamanis, he's the Bailim. Whoever has Biyodo has control over, he's considered like the Bailim, an unamanis of Bailim. So how can you learn that from a case of Biyodo to a case where there's no Biyodo at all? That's apparently what Tosis thinks. Yeah. What does Rashi do with that Taina? Staka Shtarka Taina. Don't you see that Biyodo works by Dovish B'Yabu, works by Mominus? How can Rashi hold that Biyodo just accomplishes that it neutralizes the Kenegar Chazaka and you revert back to the basic din of Erech and Misim? So the Rishonim explained the two different kinds of biyodo. Biyodo by Erechot Nemen B'Yisurim doesn't have to be biyodo now. The person gives me a piece of flesh. And he says that this was shechted, I was watching, this was shechted properly. So it's really Ed Echad Keneged HaHazaka. How does he believe? The answer is, Ed Echad Keneged HaHazaka is believe it's Biyado. But now it's not Biyado. And a dead piece of flesh, you don't have the ability to shecht it. So Tyson says, you don't need that it should be Biyado now. When it's a problem of Ed Echad Keneged HaHazaka, as long as it was once Biyado, that's good enough. But over there, by Biyado, by Mominus, and Biyado, by Dov Shabia, we need that it should be Biyado now. So these are really two different kinds of Biyado. So that's what Rashi holds, the two different kinds of biyada. One biyada was an unem manis, that's bilam, that's if it's still biyada now. And then the other biyada was a different part. The other biyada was a different part. If it was once biyada, so the biyada accomplishes that it's not considered keneged hazaka. So if it's not keneged hazaka, so it's eidech anem and bisum. And somehow Tosis thought that this was a kasha against Rashi. Lechor, it's a good teretz. Two different biyados. Two different biyados.
For the Rashba, how do we understand the kasha between Shua? Because for the Rashba, there's no, it's even Elechad Neman even not biyado. Even it's Chazak Isur, we said from the Mechab Kasim that even
is Neman.
Right. So how do you understand?
No, then there's no kasha. Eirechad is Neman Keneged Rav. Eirechad is Neman Keneged Chazaka. The whole Pnei Shua's kasha is only if you hold like Taisus, only if you hold like the Ramo. Okay, we've got to have mincha. Some people have to go to school. Later tomorrow, I'll continue Chazor. We got to finish the Chazor. We got to go back. School, reset.